You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the game.
You'll be like, I was just listening to No Way Squad, where you're like, oh, well, now we just made a flood. And I'm like, well, now that Chris gave me the idea.
I need to learn to shut my mouth.
Speaking of which, welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play, everyone.
Are we recording?
Yes.
We're on.
Ooh,
on
yanking.
The timer's going.
Learn when to shut
your mouth. I'm sitting here watching the timer count up while they're still talking.
Listen, you just press the button once, right?
I hope so.
I've never done this before.
What will we do without Ryan? Wait a minute, aren't we all Ryan?
Not anymore. Ryan's not here.
Oh, okay.
Ryan's dead. We're now...
Long live the Ryan.
Ryan died.
We took over.
From his skull.
Were you here when they were all Ryan?
Yeah, I was here.
Yeah.
We suppressed Ryan and we became Ryan. Yes. So we are Ryan without
Ryan. We are Ryan.
Bum, 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 bum. All right. So, we are playing Eclipse Phase this evening.
I should shut my phones.
Yes, shut your phones. Last game, you all returned... Well, previously, you all returned from the horrible Titan... You all returned from the horrible Titan city of Tartarus, where you learned that Charles Maldonado was the head of the Prometheus.
I hate that guy.
Proxy Steel couldn't keep his big metal mouth shut.
I hate that guy.
Fronted Maldonado. wound up getting himself... Blastoed.
What a stupid guy.
Yeah.
What a stupid guy.
And Maldonado framed you for the terrorist attack on the space elevator, which he was actually behind.
Church.
So you are now the most wanted people in the system.
He didn't so much
frame us. He planted the bomb. Ryan actually shot it.
But you don't know that.
Well, that's true.
Well, we have a pretty good idea.
Something went wrong.
Yeah.
We know something went wrong.
Yeah.
We may or may not have done.
Didn't Ryan have a trauma where he kind of feels guilty?
He blames himself for it, but he doesn't know he actually did it.
Okay.
So, last game, you contacted Meyer's friend, Abebe.
Yes.
Who asked you...
Gavin's friend, not Meyer.
Gavin's,
I missed an Abebe one.
You did miss Abebe.
I don't have a friend Abebe. I wish I did.
Yes.
Meyer's friend, a baby.
Yes, Meyer's friend is a baby.
I wish I had a baby. I wish I had a baby friend.
You contacted a baby, and he said he had a friend
smoking a
baby.
Cigar like in a...
Quick Frame Roger.
Yeah.
Hey, Meyer!
Hey, baby.
Check out them gams on that broad over there.
Oh, my God, a baby.
All right, so you travel to Legba at his behest.
Thanks,
to man. Rescue the staff of his wife, who he lost during the fall.
And we sure did.
You sure did, and you got a whole bunch of other staffs, and he was very happy with you. So he gave you fake IDs and some creds.
Oh, yeah, you guys were pretty lucky I wasn't there if you were collecting his cortical stacks and
cordial
stacks.
Pretty much what happened was they broke into a safe, and there was like 100 of them, and they didn't know which one was which.
I hid, because I thought...
So they just grabbed them all and sorted it out later.
Well, we killed two people for this next also.
Right, yeah.
Lord,
we put, you guys.
Yeah.
We did twins. Something.
The twins, Kalani
yes.
and Konami.
What about
Ryan was in a cage match with an open.
What about the guy in the safe that we... Was he dead? No, we saved him. I missed you guys killing twins and Ryan in a cage match and the baby.
Yeah. You missed a lot.
I think we did. I think we had to cut his limbs up, but we put him in the
that's right. He did the healing back.
Yeah.
Ooh. So you did that. And baby also gave you backups.
I'm gonna play tic-tac-toe with Ryan... On the window.
No, Ryan's not in the tank.
Who is?
The guy you cut off the wall.
Okay, I'm going to play tic-tac-toe with him. Then.
He has no arms.
He doesn't have arms yet.
Can I
he has nubs.
Yeah, I can point to where he wants me to draw his circle with the nubs, but I'm going to cheat anyway.
Okay.
Oh, you want this one? Okay. Oh, well, that's a dumb space to go.
He has a speaker. He starts cursing at you.
You fucking cheater.
Why don't we just juggle for the bait?
Okay, so.
I thought we did.
What? Yeah, well, no, you dropped him off to Bebe. You went back to the asteroid that Bebe told you to meet him at, because you had to give him back his wife. He also had to make backups of you, which he did.
Yay!
So you have backups. He warns you, though. I give you backups, but I do not have the money to provide you with bodies. Mm. So if you die, I can restore you, but you will most likely just be an info life.
All right.
So still be careful. Don't go causing trouble.
No, I won't.
So we're going to have to find a way to earn a little bit more money so that we can buy backups.
Oh, yeah, we have no money right now.
Well, yeah, we have 5,000 credits each.
No, you have backups. Pretty much what Obebe is saying is if you die, if he doesn't hear from you in X right. days, mm-hmm. or one of these guys calls him and says, hey, Doc died, mm-hmm. he can restore you from backup, but he doesn't have a body to push
right.
him.
Yeah, we got
we need to buy new parties.
We got 5,000 creds each, and we got different reps. Right?
Different reps. 5,000 will get you. 5,000 can get you a case, mm-hmm. but that's all. That's all your money right there. Case more.
Okay.
Or you can get a spare for like 1,000 credits, but that's like pretty much like a football with legs, more or less. A little bit bigger than that. But it's a gate crashing thing.
Football with legs.
Pretty much, it's a gate crashing. It's a collapsible disc, like 15 centimeters wide. Yeah. And you press a button, and it pops up into a little sphere with three legs.
Ooh.
And you could stick a cordial stack in it. Okay. It's so that if you die... Cordial stack. It's designed so that if you die on a gate crashing mission, and they can recover your stack, they pop it into the body so you're not dead for a month.
Okay.
But it's not, you know...
I have an interest in gate crashing.
Wow.
Plus, all of the cool things about our bodies would be gone.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, I mean, you could... You retain that in your stack if you were ever able to afford a new body. But, you know.
Alright.
The other thing is, though, even if you die in combat, you can still be revived through a healing bed. Yeah, as long as you have the head. You can revive. I mean, it would take like a week to regrow you from a head. And you would definitely take trauma from that. Mm-hmm. But you would be...
I lived as a head! It was terrible!
You'd probably be unconscious for most of it.
You got no
fire. Yeah, but you'd probably have those terrifying glimpses.
Yeah. Every once in a while, you just fade back in and...
Sedate him!
What is this?
Give him a sedate
again! Breathing again. My lungs must have grown back. Oh, my God, grown back.
That's not the sentence you're supposed to say.
Oh, God, I'm just a head with lungs. I got an itch
on my... What an odd way to do this!
I got an itch on my nose. I can't get it.
But thank God I have a nose again. Okay, so you guys are currently...
They should grow the nose last so that it can't itch.
Then you just have a phantom itch.
Or an eyes, so you don't see anything, just blind the whole time.
All right, so you guys are on the abandoned asteroid.
What if you get shot in the brain?
As long as your stack saves everything. So as long as the stack doesn't get damaged... I mean, it's like an instant kill, but as long as your stack is undamaged, they can still fix you from that.
And that probably wouldn't take long to heal.
A few hours. Depending, yeah, a few hours.
Depends how much you use your brain.
Doc? So for you, it wouldn't take very long.
Okay. You could probably survive it.
Double.
Look at that guy, he's crying now. There's tears in his eyes.
Ryan's friend is gonna be mad.
Which friend?
Ryan has a friend on, I think, on Tumblr who said that we're really mean to Will.
Yeah.
Well,
I've made a goal to be nicer to Will.
Yeah, think that our
New Year's
resolution.
Yeah,
try.
New Year's resolution. You're giving yourself plenty of time to ease into that.
Yeah.
I want to wean myself off Will torture.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right, so you guys are still on the abandoned mining station with a baby.
I'm going to hit on his wife.
No. Don't
do that. That's a bad.
Then you'll end up in the bad side of it.
I know.
If I do say so, now that you have IDs again, you can sort of move about. So if you want to try doing some research and figuring out how to try to stop the Prometheus Syndicate, that might be a good idea.
I'll get right on that.
Okay, the things that you found out from your time on...
How many sides is this one?
15?
Can't be 15.
Why would you need a 15-sided die?
I don't know.
Will ordered the pack with the ridiculous...
Oh, 16-sided die. That's even stranger.
Oh, 16. D16. Points on a compass... Ounces of treasure / potions. Okay. Possible uses for these additional dice.
Did you bring a D100?
Two D10s. Wait,
you have a D100.
I couldn't find my dice.
A D73.
Travel.
The things you found out about during your time on Tartarus. Mm-hmm. You learned that Charles Maldonado has a Prometheus syndicate. He is the CEO of Solaris.
I have my dice.
You also know,
guys, this is important information.
You also know that there are three other maybe people involved. You got the name Sherman, Selden, and Hyperion.
I have no way to write this down. No.
Hyperion is a gun manufacturer.
I had pedals in my car.
Sherman is a tank.
Oh, bronze.
What was the other one?
Oh, the question is, though,
what?
A pencil sharpener?
What was the other one, though?
That's useless.
Sherman,
the pedals are uncharted.
Selden, and Hyperion.
Oh, Selden is a learning center.
All right, so we've got a gun maker, a tank, and a learning center to take on.
Yeah.
Can't do it, Alex. We don't have a pencil sharpener. They're all unsharpened pencils.
All right. Well,
this game has failed.
Yes.
We lost.
You have some scissors?
What's the write down?
I'll sharpen a pencil with a pair of scissors.
I was writing it down on my phone.
Can you sharpen pencils by shoving them in your belly button like Stimpy?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a pen, too.
Well,
sorry, listeners.
Oh.
So.
Write what down? Names?
Alright. I'll write on Smith Hendrix. Since I'm never going to use
Sherman.
Sherman.
The
Sherman.
Hyperion, the guy.
Hyperion, Hyperion.
And Selden.
And Selden, Seldon.
Well, I think that if we...
Also involved in that thing.
In the syndicate somehow. When you were there, you found their base. There were sort of areas marked off. And there's a bunch of stuff stacked in each area. And the areas were marked Sherman, Hyperion, and Selden.
I think one person going around asking about all three of these names might draw attention. But three of us each asking about one name.
Well, you could try searching the mesh.
I was going to use the mesh.
Well, that too. But I mean, if we have to talk to people, which we certainly might.
But I get what you're saying. If we're interfacing with other people, not to bring up all three in the same sentence.
The pencil.
I guess I'll.
All right. So who's going to make? How do you guys want to research?
I'll take a look on the mesh, I guess.
All right, what are you going to research?
I'll look up Sherman.
Sherman, all right. So roll your research.
I'll look up Selden. So that is 47 out of 45.
Out of 20.
What's your research? Well,
I got 16 out of 25.
Your muse is called
35.
Your muses have research at 60. What'd you get, Charles?
Oh, 16 out of 45 for Selden.
Period, go.
For Selden.
Okay.
All right. Well, all right, roll him and then we'll go over.
No, that's right. They got it.
Roll, Chris. I failed.
Oh, all right. I'll roll it because he failed.
What are you researching?
Hyperion, I think,
okay.
Was the one that neither of them did, right?
Yeah.
65.
Okay, I'm going to try. 24.
Yeah.
For what?
Hyperion.
All right. So, James, Selden.
I'm hanging out.
You find out that Selden, most likely it's Harry Selden. It's a character from the old Earth science fiction novel Foundation, written by Isaac Asimov. Selden is notable for developing the branch of mathematics known as psychohistory. It allowed him to predict the future of large groups of people. It operated on the assumption that while individuals are unpredictable, one could predict the actions of large groups of people using statistics. So you would surmise then that, well, give me an idea check, which is cog or cog times three.
Cog times three. Yes.
All right, so whoever is codenamed Selden is probably pretty good at mathematics.
I was thinking like mathematician.
Oh, they're code names.
And Will, you said you did Hyperion?
Yeah.
All right, well, there's a few options.
Names.
Okay.
In Greek mythology, Hyperion is one of the 12 Titans.
Okay.
In astronomy, it's one of the moons of Saturn. And in literature, it is an epic poem by the 19th century English romantic poet John Keats.
Okay.
Based on the Titanomachia, and it tells of the despair of the Titans after their fall to the Olympians. It's also an unfinished work.
Ooh.
It's also a gun manufacturer in Borderlands.
Yeah.
Yes, and yes.
I send this out to them.
Well, you're.
Well, we're all in the same room.
Standing next to
him. Yeah, I mean, like.
It's, so I tell him.
He sends it out to us and.
I'm so, sitting right here.
I tell him all that.
I just got a 90 on freaking.
18 out of.
Sure.
You got that.
For my muse, it was 18 out of.
6
for Sherman?
Yeah.
Alright, well, Will, make me an idea check. How many times here?
Times 3.
18 out of 30.
21 out of...
Alright, you really don't know who would have this code name. Maybe someone who's involved with Titans. It seems that a lot of this has to do with Titans.
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with Titans.
And Sherman, that was Ed, you got that?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, William Tecumseh Sherman was a Union general during the American Civil War.
Like the god that Eric.
Yes.
Also the same Sherman that the tank I thought up of.
He was known for his harsh scorched earth policy and view of total war against the South. During his march to the sea, Sherman's men lived off the land and destroyed everything in their path on their way to Savannah, Georgia. Sherman himself estimated that his troops caused $100 million in property damage, which in today, 2013 dollars, would be about $1.5
trillion. He said those railroad ties, too.
Yeah. So, Ed, give me an idea check.
22, that's a critical.
All right, yeah. Sure. Whoever this is probably someone who is involved in the military, and it's probably pretty brutal. You got a 22?
Yeah.
Probably Blake Diaz.
Okay.
Who's that? What?
Who is that?
He's the guy that's been dogging you.
Ryan's
comrade.
Yeah. Ryan's rival.
Okay.
So we have military, Titans, and math.
Well, I'm pretty sure Sherman, from what the way he's described, it's probably Blake Diaz.
Well, we have a logical thinker, probably some sort of mathematician, Titans, and Blake Diaz, who... You know, we've known as a bad guy for a while.
I mean, if you want, you can also research Charles Maldonado and Solaris, and you can try to find out if there are people who fit the descriptions for those code names.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, I'll try Solaris.
All right.
I'll try Charles.
32. That was at a 60, I think.
Okay.
I'm just going by what you said probably have research at.
50 and 60.
Okay. All right, so let's start with Charles Maldonado because it's at the top of my sheet. Your muse actually goes through and puts together a few different pieces from articles and interviews that he's done, and you manage to piece together somewhat of a history.
He's a jerk.
Charles Carlos Maldonado grew up in a relatively nondescript home in Madrid. His father, Santiago, was a professor of history at the Complutense University of Madrid. His mother, Isabella, was a sculptor of no real renown. Maldonado had excellent grades all through school and was accepted to Oxford University in England. While attending school there, he legally changed his name from Carlos to Charles. Maldonado graduated from Oxford in BF 92, that's before fall. A year later, he enrolled in Harvard University and earned his Master's of Economics. Maldonado started his career as an economic analyst for an old-earth financial firm. Always gifted with numbers, Maldonado's reputation grew and he quickly worked his way up the corporate ladder. He moved from company to company, advising them on the economic policies that would make them the most money. In BF 47, Maldonado founded Solaris. He leveraged his contacts from the financial industry to build a respected clientele for his fledgling business. In the years that followed, more and more companies came to Maldonado for his expert financial advice, and Solaris grew to be the hypercorp that it is today.
Well, that sounds a lot like the math nickname.
Yeah. And also, we've run into Maldonado before, haven't we?
Yeah.
That name sounds
really
familiar.
He was the guy that...
He's the dick that burned us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, I will tell you. Also, know that whoever's in charge of the Hyperia Syndicate, whoever's in charge of the Prometheus Syndicate, is codenamed Charlemagne.
Well, that we know that. Yeah, we knew it was him. He told us he was Charlemagne.
Yeah, but so he's not,
He
wouldn't be Selden. He is Charlemagne.
That's right.
And Solaris, Chris. You find out Solaris is the economic backbone of the consortium, the financial giant that provides the funding for council initiatives and the stability to keep the consortium's markets attractive and bountiful. Though the Progress Bank now plays the role of the central bank for the consortium, Solaris remains both larger and more influential, and is the primary banking institution for Council Hypercorp specifically. The minds behind Solaris are respected and revered for their financial wizardry. The corp has an uncanny ability to stay one step ahead of potential economic pitfalls. And Solaris owns the single largest percentage of shares in the consortium, 17%. Despite the turmoil in the inner system, Solaris is still making money, having seemingly predicted the market decline before it happened, and leveraging its assets and investments accordingly.
For the core.
For Mars.
Hey, that's me.
That's what you learned about Solaris.
Okay.
Yay.
Largest collection bank.
Well, it's not a bank.
No.
Progress Bank is the bank of the Planetary Consortium. Solaris is the AIG the pieces.
So essentially, a rough bunch of really important and powerful dickheads are trying to dick us over, is what we've learned.
Well, we've got nothing left to lose, so they should be very afraid.
There is nothing more dangerous than a desperate man.
Or
a man. Nothing less to lose.
Well, you're not really a man.
Crow. A creature.
Karsovich.
Living being.
Are we boring you, Will?
No.
Just sexting me.
Yeah, I'm sexting Meyer.
He's sitting right there. You don't have to send it to him.
No. He's going to send a text message because I don't want to see him whip out his dick.
That's fair. He probably wouldn't see it anyway.
Ouch. He's saying he's stupid and has a small penis.
All right, so what you guys
going to
do?
We're being nicer to Will, right?
At least I didn't compliment his guns.
All right, so what are you guys going to do?
Wow, Ryan disappears and you guys are fucking dicks. That's awesome.
What?
You're the one playing on your phone while important information is being given out.
Oh, so I'm pretty sure we're dicks when Ryan's around.
Yeah.
In all fairness, the dicks when Ryan's around.
Yeah, Ryan has nothing to do with how mean we are to you. We're mean to you, absolutely.
Oh, no, no one's denying that we're dicks.
I just don't think Ryan's presence has anything to do with it.
It has nothing to do with it.
All right, so what are you guys going to do?
That's mine, Will.
I know, put it over here.
Well,
I mean, I suppose we could always... The only one we know for sure, well, not even for sure, but the only one we have an idea about is Blake Diaz. Suppose we could try to torture some information out of him. I don't know how we could get to him.
Can I maybe try to figure out...
Well, he's usually been trying to find us. Go ahead, Billy.
Can I try to figure out somehow to, who would fit the description of who would be out here in a Selden?
Yeah, give me a research check. All
right. Let's go. Don't fail me now. Yeah.
Failed you now.
I failed me.
What'd you roll?
72.
How many times have we killed Blake 60. Diaz?
At least twice.
No,
I thought the number was a little higher than that.
Probably maybe three.
I guess
your research check.
That's 14 out of 45.
Okay. Well, Hyperion, like I said, is a little broad. You're not really sure who fits that. But you do some research, and you find a mathematician by the name of Dr. Naomi Majid.
Selden is the mathematician.
Selden, you presume, is a mathematician.
And Hyperion's
the Titans.
Okay. What's the name?
Dr. Naomi, Naomi.
Uh-huh.
Majid, Majid. You find out that she is a former professor of mathematics and social engineering at Cambridge University in Noctis Quinjow on Mars. Then I need my pencil back. And she was very highly regarded by her associates as being somewhat of a mathematical genius.
Well, personally, I'd rather take on this brainiac than
Naomi
Blake Diaz. I could be wrong. I don't know much about her.
I don't know. Logical thinkers and mathematicians usually are brilliant strategists and can plan four steps ahead.
Yes, but I don't think she'd see us coming. Also, she's probably not as powerful or strong just physically as Blake Diaz is.
Well, you find a picture of her too. She doesn't. She it looks like she's in a Menton morph, which is more for brain power than physical prowess. Based on the picture, it looks like she's average height, very dark complexion.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like she's a Middle Eastern genotype on her morph, with black hair, dark eyes. Pretty, but everyone is.
She's in a Menton. She's not built for combat. Blake Diaz...
She isn't, but her bodyguards might be.
Well, that's if she has bodyguards.
Is Naomi what?
Majid. M-A-J-I-D.
I don't know, a smart person, top of the ladder. I'm pretty sure they'd have some pretty big...
Former professor. She doesn't work there anymore.
What does she do now?
Dropped off the grid 2 years ago.
So we wouldn't even have a way of really finding her. I mean,
we could look into it.
Yeah.
We could look into finding both of them.
I figure that's it.
Though Blake Diaz is looking for us, so all we need to do is... sort of let him know where we are.
Well, everybody's kind of looking for us now. I mean, Blake Diaz has been the biggest one after us.
If we let him know where we are, he could come after us. And then we could...
Well, give me an idea check, Ed.
35 out of 60.
If you let Blake Diaz know where you are...
He'll let the world know.
Well, not just that, but other people will know where you are.
Right.
Blake Diaz doesn't have to hunt you anymore. Everyone's doing that job for him.
That's it. Gavin's powerful mental bolt is going to figure out who the tight end person is. Go! My period. I passed.
Well, it was also about a poem about the fall.
I got a passage, right?
55. You don't know.
I figure out I didn't know who it was.
What were you saying, dude?
I said that was
now
the,
you know you
a poem
don't.
About
oh,
like the fall of the Titans, right?
It was a poem about the Titans being defeated by the Olympians.
Okay, so I'm assuming that might be a plan more than a person, considering it's very Titan-related. Thinking about they're maybe thinking about retaking Earth by actually causing the fall of the
Where
Titans.
Was she last seen?
At the college.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I don't remember much what you were saying. She taught there?
She was a former professor of mathematics and social engineering.
Mathematics.
At Cambridge University and Noctis Queen Zhao on Mars.
Well,
basically, before the fall, a lot of the premier colleges set up satellite campuses on Mars.
If we head to Cambridge and innocently look for her, we might uncover something.
We could do that.
The other thing you find out is that the dean of the School of Mathematics, Dr. Charles Winifred, has been there since before the fall.
Okay.
So he would have been her boss when she was working there.
And shortly after she disappeared, he married a woman named Naomi Brajid.
Mm-hmm. No one thought it was weird. You mean Naomi Najid?
Yes. I think Cambridge is our best bet.
Wait a sec. Whatever happened to the Titan guy? Did we kill him?
What Titan?
The guy who was part Titan, and he went to the moon.
Yeah, I think we killed that guy.
Yeah, that was
was the guy that I thought I got the disease from.
I can't remember.
Roland
Heinrichsen. Yeah, that was like your first mission.
Okay, I forgot what happened to him. I'm just saying his Titan.
I only knew his name because it says it on my sheet here.
Yeah.
Well, I can't think of actually any better plan of action to go on, so we'll go with your idea.
I've never been to college, so...
That's obvious.
Ouch. Hey, I grew up on... I learned from the mean.
In the meantime, anybody want to book a fight for our friend Lucas?
Well, I'm making you quit. You can't fight Ryan when he's not here.
I don't know, just as long as he does okay, right?
I'm not going to fight Ryan while he's not here.
Okay.
But the monkey will.
Remember that picture I sent you?
Hey, Amir, you want to make us some quick credits?
No. Here's Crunchy.
Ryan comes back. Why is my ear missing?
Well, that's a really fat face that you're making.
Ah! They said it gave me anything, so it became an earthworm.
I saw it. Let's see. You saw it?
I saw it. It's the side. I saw it, a little bit of it.
Show it to James. Oh, God. Do I have to?
Yes.
Alrighty. Oh, my God.
Here you go, Mark. Get a full view.
Her nipples are huge.
Yeah, they are.
My God.
I'm trying to throw my mouth a little bit.
Before you guys go, one of a baby's men stops you and says...
Imagine a child breastfeeding on that?
We still have your ship here that you can use, but we're going to have to change the name because they're going to be looking for the Sheila 2.
The Sheila 3!
A little too obvious.
I don't think there was milk coming out of there.
We changed the registry numbers, but you're going to have to come up with a new name for it.
Oh.
Anybody got any ideas?
No.
How about Shiloh? Sheila Shiloh?
We can always call it the bloke.
How about the motherfucker?
Up to you guys.
The motherfucker.
The motherfucker.
Is this motherfucker?
All right. Yeah. All right, McLovin.
Hey, that's a McLovin. That was, that's,
All right, he punches in keys. All right, now your ship's the motherfucker.
Right, but, yes. Thanks, Gavin.
Yeah, pretty awesome name.
Good luck, boys and girls.
Well, it's just gonna
suck. Motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
She'll always be the Sheila to me.
We'll call her Sheila, but in the meantime, when we talk to anybody else about her, it's the motherfucker.
Yeah. The onboard computer is for Sheila.
That's good.
But the ship is called the motherfucker.
We should have asked Sheila what she would have wanted.
Motherfucker, permission to dock.
This is the motherfucker looking for permission to enter the station.
Access granted.
All right. I'm 10.
So,
this is the motherfucker looking for access. Your Holiness, would you please give us a...
No, see, Will, this is what happens when Ryan's not here. You name your ship the motherfucker.
Yeah. So, basically, the game's more fun without Ryan because we can do stupid things like that. Take that,
put
Ryan.
Put your phone away.
What?
Seriously, I'm sexting Meyer.
Yeah.
Give me a break here.
You're doing no such thing.
Oh, I got a great picture. You can sext him.
Yeah. All right, so where are you guys going?
I'm going to sext Will.
I'm going to Cambridge.
Let's head to Cambridge. All right. Well, that proved me wrong.
What did you say that was just proved wrong?
I said he hasn't texted Meyer anything. Meyer's phone has gone off the whole time. And he's like, excuse me.
Yeah,
and he whipped it out in front of me, and I saw it. So
was it an actual sext?
Yes.
All right, so it takes you a few hours to get back to Mars, because you guys are in the belt, but it's not far. Noctis Queen Zhao, which I found out now is probably my favorite city on Mars, is built over the Noctis River on Mars. There are two domed cities on either side of the canyon. There's Noctis and Queen Zhao. And there are three covered and built upon bridges that span the canyon.
I'm from on Zhao. Right?
What?
The one gang people is on Zhao. The drug people, isn't it?
I think we were fighting a Zhao.
So basically we went to a city that's on a bridge?
No. There's dome,
bridge.
I thought the people, it's the Bray Castle. Kind of, yeah. The bridges are part of the city, except there's three of them.
Okay. I sent that one chick that...
I think that was Elysium you got them from.
But it wasn't the gang worked there and they came...
I don't remember, honestly.
All right. I think I sent her there, though.
All right, so you have to go... You're heading towards the... The spaceport is on the outskirts of the city.
I feel like Zhao was used a lot in this game.
And, well, there's a lot of Chinese and Asian influences. And you have to take the tram from the spaceport to...
I don't know what this means.
Apartment 10. Spec 5? Oh, Spec. You probably have 5 of those little robots. Right? Those spec robots, the little camera and microphone things that are the size of an insect?
No,
this is a very weird episode so far. We haven't played this in a while.
Yeah.
And Ryan's not, and our leader's not here.
So, you head over to the Queen Zhao side. Noctis Queen Zhao is a very upscale city. There's a lot of biomorphs walking around. Everyone is very well dressed. It's sort of a fashion and technology city.
It's so very
Asian-y. Sort of on the cutting edge. There is a lot of Asian influence, yes.
I think it's that gang I sent there, though.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, I think it is. I know what you're talking about. The one where we had to mend it between the two rival factions and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was that one lady I met in the first game when I made a deal with her, and then later on I sent the girl making drugs at Elysium to her.
Yeah. Maybe.
I think her name was like Zhao or something. I don't know.
I think we've also killed a Zhao. I guess
we killed her, yeah.
It's also the name of my character in the No Way Squad.
It was the same person who kidnapped Dalton.
Yes.
The chicken.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember what her name is.
No,
all right,
we're
so,
thinking of Zhao.
You guys, are you just going to make your way to Cambridge?
That's a liberty report.
Sure. Well, yeah, I can't hit on that one chick.
Damn it.
Okay, so you head to Cambridge. It's a very classical campus, you know, lots of arches, very gothic. It looks like an institute of higher learning. Everyone's walking around very happy. Like I said, you don't see many synth morphs. The one you do see are very high-end designer models.
Hey, I'm pretty high-end designer.
Yeah, but you're not in a synth morph.
I'm in a synth morph.
I know I'm gorgeous because Ed critically succeeded in changing
you and,
my
you
appearance.
And Lucas are both gorgeous.
Yes.
Yes.
I know that we're extremely attractive.
Hey.
All right.
Welcome to the club. I think it was. I texted him the picture.
I know.
I mean, I thought it was fairly clear what was going on.
I know. All
right.
And yet you're surprised.
But I hate the smiley face that appears top of the top of my phone. I have to get rid of it, then I have to look at it.
So you find the mathematics building.
We docked the motherfucker.
All right.
Motherfucker.
I guess we'll go talk to the dean. To Dino.
Okay.
All right, I'll let the people that are skilled in talking do the talking.
You go up to his office. There's a secretary sitting outside. Can I help you?
Yes, we're looking for Dean.
Dean Winifred.
Yes.
Is there a computer lab I can use to maybe do some...
No.
No?
Everyone has their own computer. They don't have computer labs anymore.
Is there any way I can access some of the school's files?
What do you want to do?
I want to look up everything I can about... what's her face?
Majid?
Yes.
All right, give me an InfoSec check. She presses. Dr. Winifred, there are a few people here to see you, if you have time. Okay, sir. He says you can go right in.
Excellent.
I'll let the talkers go in while I try to do it my way.
Okay.
Got 85 at 85.
All right, that gets you. Firewall.
Mr. Smith.
So make an InfoSec check. Another one.
Mr. Hensel.
Another one. Yep.
Smith is my first name.
7.
Oh, Mr. Hensel.
You got a 36.
Yeah.
So you don't get it.
Mr. Hensix, would you care to join me?
Sure, Joe.
Oh, that's right. I gotta write down your new identities.
Which of you are going in?
I'm gonna let the talkers go in.
How's this receptionist? She looked like she's old, been here
no,
for a while.
Young and pretty.
Young and pretty. Okay.
Everyone's young and pretty, though.
Oh, right. Okay. I'm gonna see if the receptionist knows her. So all these guys go inside. So
okay.
They'll talk to her, and I'll talk to the receptionist.
Just don't turn into a pig.
Yeah. As long as we don't go near the doctor.
Medical school.
I think we'll be
all right. So, Chris, what do you want to ask the receptionist?
Well, I forgot this person's name already, but I'm going to ask if she Naomi Lejeune.
Ah, yes, Dr. Majid. Brilliant woman, but rather odd.
Well, how so?
Well, you know, sort of reclusive.
Doesn't seem odd to me. A lot of people are reclusive.
I guess so.
How long ago did she disappear?
2 years.
How well did you know her?
Yes. Oh, I didn't really know her at all.
Just in passing.
Yeah. All right. So you two walk into Dr. Winifred's office. He stands up to greet you. He is a tall, lanky man. Again, he's young, although he has the air of an older man about him.
We didn't introduce ourselves, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We'll start with James.
Hi, I'm James, and I'm playing Luis Menezes.
All right, let's go another 20 minutes, and then in Meyer can introduce himself.
No, that's Meyer.
I'm Meyer, I'm playing Gavin, who
is
the self-morph con man.
All right, also Elise's alter ego that she's playing as now is Hydroxy.
Oh, yeah, my alter ego is Smith Hensix, the man of two last names.
I'm Doc Skelak. I'm Angel. Doc Skelak is actually Ed.
I'm Doc Skelak, so I'll be playing Ed.
All right.
And my alter ego is Joe.
Christopher.
Who's playing Damian Amarello? Who's playing Hans Zimmerman?
Hans.
Whoopi.
I'm Will.
What?
Keep going, Will.
Alright. You just get insulted by Chris making an SNL reference?
No, he started talking as I was.
Keep going, Will.
Alright, fine. I'm Will. I'm playing a mirror, but my alter ego is Gerald P. Winklebottom.
Winklebottom.
Gerald P. Winklebottom.
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 Alright.
He does have a Winklebottom.
So, Dr. Winifred stands
Eric's
up.
Favorite.
He seems rather flustered. He actually is wearing a tweed jacket with patches on the elbows. He stands up and shakes both your hands. Ah, yes, very nice to meet you.
Hello, my name is Joe. This is my associate, Smith.
Yeah, very nice to meet you. Please have a seat. His office is very nice, actually. You know, he's even wearing glasses, which is odd.
It's an affect, I'm sure.
Yes.
Well, some people just look good with glasses.
His office says decently sized. He has degrees and pictures mounted on his wall. He actually has a bookshelf on one side. With an actual
is he smoking a pipe?
No, he's not smoking.
Is he blowing bubbles out of a pipe?
No. And the other wall is dominated by a large picture that a picture of Albert Einstein sticking his tongue out.
Ooh.
Is big on the other wall.
That's a good one.
So, we don't often get visitors here. What can I do for you, gentlemen? Gentle birds.
Smith and I were discussing an old colleague of ours. We actually knew Dr. Naomi Majeed. She was... I know she didn't have many friends. She
yes, hello. Have you heard from her lately?
Absolutely. No, that's what I was wondering. I haven't heard from her in a long time.
Last time we talked to her, she was working here.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's been a while then.
And we came here to look her up, and we found out that she wasn't here anymore. We were wondering...
Yes, it was quite odd, if I remember correctly. You see, as you know, since you know Dr. Majeed, she was quite gifted. Very a genius, if I do say. But also very... I don't want to say disturbed, but very reclusive, you know. Didn't like social interaction, didn't like talking to people. She was a teacher here for...
Most geniuses.
Probably 5 or so years. I'm sorry, my muse is busy doing other things, so I keep track of all my numbers and dates myself.
Oh, wow, impressive.
Yeah, well... None of you knew how badly I keep track of my numbers and dates. Yes, like I said, she didn't have many friends. There was a time about 2 years ago. I got a complaint from a few of her students that she had stopped holding classes. They arrived and the door was locked. And the first day or two, that's fine. But after 2 weeks of it, they started to get concerned. So I went down to check it out, and being the dean of the school, I have an override code for all the doors. And when I went into her room, the walls were just covered with smart boards, which is not unusual. It's a mathematics classroom.
Well, yes.
Smart boards cover the wall. And equations I've never seen before, everywhere, on every board, taking up all the space. And her office was adjacent to the classroom. I went back there, and it looked like she'd been living there for weeks. And just pads and paper and notes, these equations everywhere. Now, I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I'm a very accomplished mathematician. I couldn't tell you what she was working on. And she was almost crazed.
She touched the Allspark.
She was talking about how there was no way to change it. It was going to happen. There was no way to change it.
She was talking about.
What
do you mean?
Well, I came in and I expressed my concern to her.
Oh, she was there.
Yes. She had locked herself in the office for 2 weeks at least. And so I went to her and said, Naomi, are you all right? What are you doing? And when I first walked in, she didn't even notice me until I spoke to her. She was so focused on her work, I suppose.
Sounds like Naomi.
Yeah.
And she started talking about how there was no way to stop it. It was going to happen. There was just no way to stop it. She's going on and on and on. So I picked her up, and I took her out of the classroom, and I told her that... No, physically picked her up, but escorted her out. this was a Friday night, I remember, because I took her out of the classroom and I locked the door with my password, and I specifically forbade her from coming back, and I told her to spend the weekend resting and get her head back on her shoulder, so to speak.
Of course.
She had on-campus housing, so I walked her back, and that was the last time I saw her. I had a phone call from security Saturday night about 2, maybe 3 o'clock in the morning. I remember it waking me up. It seems that someone had broken into Dr. Majeed's classroom. Went to investigate it. And all the smart boards were destroyed. The memory cores completely wiped. Wouldn't be able to recover any of the data. And all the notes in her office were gone. So I always assumed it was her or possibly her teaching assistant, but was never able to prove anything and never saw her again.
Do you have any recollection of these... equations?
No, it was beyond anything I'd ever seen.
I'm going to kinesic him and see if he's hiding anything. That is 56 out of 65.
Yeah, no, he's telling you the truth and nothing but the truth. Okay. He has no idea what those equations were.
Is he holding anything back about anything?
Nope. Mm-hmm. Nope. Like I said, I spoke to her teaching assistant. I always thought he was a bit of a bad egg, but he didn't seem to.
What was his name again?
Adam Seraph. He still works here, actually.
Adam.
Still going for his master's degree. Yes.
Yes, he was always strange, I thought. A bit of an odd fellow.
Yes.
Adam Seraph, right?
Yes.
Adam Seraph.
And what did old Adam have to say about it?
Oh, you know, I asked him about the doctor's work, and he said he, you know, knew she was working on something, didn't know what it was, you know, said he had nothing to do with the break-in, didn't know where Dr. Majid was. I didn't really believe him, but I had no way to prove he was lying, so we had to let it go.
Not alternate dimension. Time loop.
Looks like we've hit another dead end, Smith.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. There was about 2 weeks after she disappeared, someone else came by looking for her.
Oh.
And I remember because no one ever really came by looking for Dr. Majid. It was a man. What was his name? Mr. Diego or something like that.
Mr. Diaz?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Diaz. That was it. I told him the same story I told you.
I think I've seen him at one of... She didn't really have many social gatherings, but she had one once, and I think I met a guy, and I remember the evening so vividly because I thought it was very strange that Naomi had a social gathering and this Diaz fellow was there.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's where she knew them from, then.
anybody else ever come looking for her? There was another fellow there, maybe it was a woman. I don't remember. It was somebody who might have been studying, the Titans.
Oh. No.
Mr. Diaz asking about. What was Mr. Diaz after?
Oh, well, really the same as you. Wanted to know where Dr. Majid was, where he might be able to find her, what happened to her. Like I said, I told him the same story I told you, and unfortunately, there wasn't much I could do to help him.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Dr. Winifred. If I hear from Naomi, I'll be sure to let you know.
Please, send her my regards. Let her know that we all miss her here.
Yes, if we catch up with her, I'll let her know.
Right? Let her know that if she decides to come back, her position is open.
Yes, well, thank you very much.
All geniuses have a mental breakdown every once in a while, right?
I know, I've had my fair share.
No, I'm kidding. He shakes your hands.
Thanks.
Well, I think we need to go talk to Mr. Seraph.
Maybe.
Who's that guy on the picture?
Who stuck his tongue out? I like that guy.
Is that was sure. That was Albert Einstein. Nice. Famous physicist. Actually, he was a patent clerk.
Little of both.
Little of both. Okay.
If you want to say he was a famous patent clerk, I'll let you get away with that.
He was a famous patent clerk.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's probably the most
famous. I like the cut of his jib.
Name me one patent clerk that's more famous than Albert Einstein.
Fred Willis.
Oh, wow. Fred Durst.
Fred Durst.
I don't think he was a patent clerk.
I don't think he's more famous either.
No.
That five of our listeners.
Wasn't there something at Purchase named like the Durst Family Facility or the lecture the humanities?
Oh yeah. Think of like Fred Durst.
Yeah. No, it wasn't Fred Durst.
Oh.
There was something Durst, though. All right. Well, so I think we should meet up with the rest of the chaps and speak with this Mr. Seraph.
Named after Fred Durst, rocket scientist uncle.
Yes.
All right, well, they're sitting outside the office. I'm assuming, unless you guys went somewhere.
No,
I was trying to hack a computer.
Yeah, I spoke to the receptionist, and she didn't have anything useful to say. Just
I
sat there.
Failed, so...
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he failed it. Well, he's the computer did better.
Did he say where
I was? Was right?
He said he still works at the college.
He just said the college?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll try what? InfoSec, right?
To do what?
Hacking into the computers.
But what are you trying to get?
Whatever he was trying to get.
Okay. I was just looking for information on that.
Excuse me, dear.
Yeah. Oh, you're the secretary?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I don't... There's another friend of somebody who knew Dr. Majid. Her lab assistant, Adam, and her teacher's assistant, Adam Serif.
Ah, yes.
Do you know where we would find him?
He's probably in one of the classrooms. Check if you go downstairs. She gives you directions to one of the classrooms.
Why, he's in the medical wing.
Yeah. Why? He's in the medical bay. Yeah,
probably.
He's a mathematical student. Right. He wouldn't.
Somebody heard it.
Medical.
She tells you one of the classes. Okay. You can probably find it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Will, seriously, come on.
What?
Come on, I want to listen to you say.
No. Yeah, I thought you know what I like, you filthy, dirty man.
No. Sexting each other.
They are.
Well,
I'm more discreet about it, though.
I'm actually using my phone to copy.
We've discovered that.
I'm using Will's phone to embarrass him.
I'm following. Well, we found some stuff about Dr. Majid, some very interesting stuff. I definitely think she's our gal, and I definitely think Diaz is our man, so I think we can at least check that off as certain. But, unfortunately, that fellow in there doesn't seem to know where she is, but I think we might have a lead. Her teachers, her assistant, Adam Serif, Dr. Winifred seems to think he wasn't too forthcoming with her whereabouts and her activities.
Good thing we have a habit of making people talk.
That's what I was thinking. Should we go pay him a visit?
I think yes.
Sure.
You shake this magic eight ball.
Now, before we get there, let's make sure we're all on the same page. Do we want to just blitz the QB and torture the guy, or do we want to try to do this the nice way?
Well, sure, the nice way, because we don't want to cause a scene, but if we feel like he's not giving us the whole truth and nothing but the truth, then we'll
just let me know when to start being an asshole.
Try to hack his brain.
Too late.
Well, if I stand near him, I can always just breathe gas onto him and knock him out so that we could carry him
somewhere. Oh, that's some bad breath.
I mean, Elise can flirt with
him. Do I need a breath mint?
No. We can,
all right.
You can get Elise to flirt with him, or if he's not into that, I can flirt with him.
Let's go find this nerd.
All right. You follow the direction she gives you. There's a small classroom, and you see there's a man in there. There's a smart board, and he's writing equations. Looks like he's working on some.
I'm trying fast.
Can I make a knowledge check and see if...
You don't know what he looks like.
No, for the equations, is it just a regular equation?
Do you have any mathematics skills?
I don't have any, but can I do just a general knowledge check to see, does this look like an equation that I might not know what it means, but does it look like...
Give me an idea, check minus 40.
Okay.
I have accounting, can I...
Cog times 3.
Can I...
Ooh,
rule out the fact that it's counting.
Yeah, that's math.
Okay, so it's not a evil gonna end the world equation. It's just a standard.
Yeah, you don't know what it is, but it's
right.
That's a derivative symbol, and there's right. X's and numbers.
Okay,
I have engineering, but that's about as far as I can get.
Oh, the derivatives.
That could have gone really bad if it was an evil symbol and I figured out what it was.
And you also go insane.
All right.
That equation proves the disexistence of God.
Adam! Adam!
He turns around. Can I help you?
Yes, I don't know if you remember me and my associate Smith.
No, I don't.
We met years ago while you were working with Naomi.
Give me a music check.
Music.
You too, Maya.
57 out of 65.
Okay,
31 out of 95.
He tenses up a little bit when you mention Naomi. No, I'm sorry, I don't remember you.
I guess all birds look alike. And I think you've re-sleeved since then, so...
I'm definitely better looking.
That's true.
So can I help you?
Yes, we were just wondering if you, we were looking to catch up with Naomi, and we haven't seen her in a while, and we were led here, and then Dr. Winifred told us that she's no longer with the college, and we're concerned. We wanted to know if you've heard from her, if you knew anything about where she's been.
Nope, sorry. Give me another key.
He's lying.
Come on. 61 out of... Actually, it's not 75, not 65, but yeah, 61.
Yeah, he's lying. Mm-hmm.
Ah. That's unfortunate. Are you sure? Because I don't know. I feel like there must have been something that she even talked to before she left.
Look, I mean, we didn't exactly have the best relationship. She had me doing all the grunt work. I was grading all the papers and meeting with all the students. She was always working on something. So she barely even had time.
Like those equations before she left.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Those were some pretty interesting equations.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
You never looked at them?
I saw them. I don't know what they were.
2 out of 75.
Yeah, he's still lying.
Come on, a smart man like you, you had to know what they meant. At least knew what they were going for.
Dr. Majid was working on a level above everyone. I gotta get this finished.
Damien, who's been standing sort of behind the bird, kind of steps out. He's got his knife in his hand already. He's cleaning out his underneath his fingernails. He's full of shit, Doc.
Well, you're a good foot and a half taller than the bird.
Then I step.
Step back behind the doorway.
Hiding. Okay. I was just in the background. I was there.
Okay.
I'm just making sure he knows I'm there now and pulling out my knife.
Yeah. Look, I don't know what. What?
I believe he's implying that you're lying.
Make an intimidation check, Chris.
Okay.
I believe that he's implying that you're lying to us.
Elise comes out and just puts her arm on his shoulders. Oh, you wouldn't be lying to us, would you, baby?
10 out of 30.
Yeah, he's sweating.
I most certainly didn't imply anything. That's true. He doesn't like it when people lie to him. Remember I told you that he's relieved since then? It's because he lied to him.
All right, Ed, give me a deception check.
That is 83 out of 95 out of 105.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't understand the equations, but she told me about them one day. She said that they were... She was predicting the future with them or something. And she told me that no matter what she did, it always showed that transhumanity was doomed.
Mm.
And it really freaked her out. I couldn't make heads or tails of whatever it was she was working on. That's what she told me one day.
It sounds like her. And where did she go?
I don't know.
That is 19 out of 75.
Yeah, he's lying.
Really? More lies?
Oh, I think I have something he'd like to see. I'm going to send him over the video.
You text him that picture of the fat lady.
Of the what? Oh, yeah, the fat lady, yes. I'm going to send him a video of, with the a little text, the last time someone lied to me, and it'll be the video of the time
the dogs.
He tortured the guy, and I had him eating, my dogs eating him alive.
He's not even going to open that video file. I was like, okay. She took off, and she sent me a message a little while later. She said she met someone, and she was going to try to put her work to use and try to save everyone. I don't know what she's doing. I've only spoken to her sporadically, but she mentioned to me once that she's staying at the Golden Sunrise apartment complex. She gave me her, I don't know, she's in 5623. I haven't been to visit her, but that's it. That's all I know.
Why'd she tell you that?
We worked together for like 3 years.
Now, we're going to walk out that door. And when we catch up with her, we're going to find out if you're hiding anything else. If you are, he's going to come back. So before I leave, I want you to be really sure that you know...
Maybe.
That is... I failed that one.
You can't tell if you're lying.
Maybe I should...
I passed it.
No, you know, he's telling the truth. He's definitely freaked out.
Okay.
Maybe I should stay and make sure he doesn't call anyone when we leave.
No, who am I going to call?
You wouldn't mind some company, right?
Ghostbusters! No.
See?
Well, by all means, if you want to stay and keep him company.
Or we can just kill him.
He is rather lonely.
What?
You weren't going to call anyone, right?
But no!
Because if you have an idea that you think you might want to, try opening up that
door. I don't have anyone to call. I've barely spoken to Dr. Majid in 2 years.
Is he... You got us two at a time.
Dr. Majid at all before we showed up.
I think we can trust him to keep his mouth shut and be discreet.
I'm sure we can. And like I said, if you have any second thoughts, just watch that video.
I have work
it's
to do.
It's very entertaining. It's not that entertaining.
I enjoy
it. It's enlightening.
Damien will leave at that point.
I'm Smith.
Winklebottom.
What?
Winklebottom.
Winklebottom.
Winklebottom. Hendrix. Smith is my first name.
Yeah.
Kind of sigh when you hear that.
Winklebottom is his last.
You can do whatever you want.
I'm sighing.
Can I sigh?
No.
God says you can't sigh.
Oh, I rolled a 99 to sigh.
Do you have sigh? Is that one of your skills?
You go to sigh and you can hold your breath.
Your lung collapse. One of your lungs collapses.
Roll your exasperation plus sigh.
Oh, wow. No, we're not doing that.
Did you roll a 99 to sigh?
No, you rolled an 88 to sigh.
Yeah, you just don't
he
sigh.
He sneezes.
Will just goes...
Alright.
That's pretty exciting!
Alright, that's all you're gonna get from Adam, Sarah.
Alright. We should have just killed him. We're not that far.
You still can if you really want to.
If you really want, you can go back and kill him. It's no skin off my beak.
Okay, we'd have to hide the body and then.
I think he's okay.
Yeah, I think he's fine. It'd probably be more trouble than it's worth. God, what have we become?
We've been screwed over plenty, though. An evil bird and an evil pig.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys. They're not so evil.
Hey, I have the highest death count of everyone here.
Yeah, yeah, but I think we've all reached a point, like, you and I would have said that in the beginning. Now they're at that same level where they're just like...
We're not going to argue with
James
you.
James and Will haven't really done anything too horrible.
Right, but they weren't violently protesting us killing the guy.
I mean, I'm a criminal. I wasn't
just said no.
Person.
I said don't do it.
I was just pointing out the logic behind that. It'd be a lot more trouble than it's worth. I wasn't opposed to it. I'm just saying I don't want to do all the extra legwork with it.
So that's
I'm opposed to it. No.
What was the place he said?
The Golden
Sunrise.
Sunrise.
And what was the name of the apartment?
5-6-23.
Hopefully now my skills can come in handy.
Where is the Golden Sunrise?
Well, hey, there's.
It's in Queen Jap.
Okay.
So, but it's like a 20-minute walk.
What's with the 5-6? Was
that's the apartment number?
It's probably like
floor 6th. I mean,
I would imagine it might be like 5th floor, 6th corridor, 20. You know.
Yeah. I bet
5th dimension, 6th door.
How much money do you want to bet that Lucas and Dalton right now are just fucking and motherfucker? Probably. Yeah.
Most definitely.
No.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Dalton's going to get
that. I imagine that's what people do when they're not around.
Just fucking each other.
Always having sex.
They swallowed scorpions.
I guess
all
they just
wanted was that Derek and Chris missed. It was just because they were having sex. They were fucking.
They wanted a long time on the ship.
In the butt.
Yeah.
What? The book. Well, are you guys just gonna head over there?
What else are we gonna do?
Anybody or ideas? I mean, I think.
I mean, we still have our weapons and stuff, right?
Why don't you get a visual on the place? See if you can tap into the security cameras.
Use one of those specs that you have on that sheet.
Can we research about the apartment?
I don't know if that's
maybe. Research.
You asked what I thought it was. I'm pretty sure that's
47 out of 55.
I don't remember.
Okay,
getting
those. Yeah. The Golden Sunrise apartment complex is a pod style apartment complex.
Okay.
Based off the Japanese pod hotels.
Sleeping.
Yep. With limited space in Martian cities, low-rent housing options were explored, and the pod housing was developed with young people, you know, who are always on the go in mind, people who wouldn't really be at home very much, sort of needed a place to crash.
So she's not... So she's crashed, just sleeps there.
That sort of makes five that. Yeah, she takes that 20 to make a little more sense.
That's telling me how much res points things cost.
Alright, so she's actually not... She might not be there. Where she just goes to sleep.
Listen, what are your specializations?
Well, then we might actually run into her there or get information about where she hangs out there.
Yeah. It's not like she's staying in the place. She's asleep there.
Yeah, but, you know...
Well, you don't know. That's what it was designed for.
Yeah.
I mean, the pods are pretty much... It's a bed.
Yeah.
You know, it's the wall is slightly wider than the mattress. The mattress is the floor. It's maybe, like, 3 feet high. One wall has a little shelf. The other wall, you think they have pictures online. No, the other wall has like a nook with a closet hanger. There's a small table at the foot of the bed. There's no TV because everyone watches everything on there in Tropics.
So she could conceivably be in there doing work.
Yeah.
There's communal
bathrooms.
Why don't you try to get a visual on the place? Hack into the security cameras or something if they have them.
I think I still have a spec, or did it go away?
Well, if you want exterior cameras, that's public access.
All right, I can do that.
So that's just an interface check.
51 out of interface?
Yep.
51 out of 70.
All right, yeah, you pull up. There's three different angles. You can get one... That's kind of at the front of the building, and then two on sides.
All right.
You can see now, it's a circular building. You can tell from the outside. No windows. 7 stories tall.
Eric's favorite circular.
Yeah.
Anything that looks like it might be...
Anything look like that might be guarded, I was thinking. Anything that looks like anybody's standing out of
yours.
Perception!
Can you send this... send it to everyone's in Tropics so we can all...
You're all tack-netted.
We're tack-netted, so...
What can we see?
Yeah, make perception, or if you have security ops, if you want to do that.
31 out of 75.
Nope. I failed.
Perception.
Out of 85, actually.
69 out of 70. That's pretty good.
All right, yeah, no guards. Okay. There's people loitering outside. It doesn't look like a very nice building, but no guards.
Can I kinesics those people and see, do they look like... Anybody, talking into an earpiece? Anybody look like they're an undercover dude?
Yeah, make me kinesis check.
That is 88 out of 75.
They're evil. No, I mean, no. Those are definitely, undercover agents guarding the place.
I passed it.
That guy just touched his ear.
I passed
the
security procedures. I passed kinesis checks.
Okay, you guys... Will, you don't see any guards.
Well, I accredited.
Okay, you don't see any guards.
Okay.
And Meyer, they're standing outside talking.
Yeah, no, did I see anything?
What are you talking about, Doug? You're just talking.
No, yeah, I mean, if you pass, you don't see any guards or anything.
Okay.
It's just, there's people outside. Meyer,
I definitely think that
guy just scratched his ear.
He's scratching his ear.
But those guys are definitely...
I don't know, he looks kind of like he might be a vet or something.
If worse comes to worse, we can kill him.
Ooh. Oh, I have, profession distribution... Can I tell if they're, drug dealers or something?
Yeah.
I think they're just guys.
Yeah, I think we're looking a little
50
too deep into that.
Out of 70.
No, not drug dealers.
I think we can just walk past them.
Just act cool.
Yeah, we'll just walk in, check the room, and...
The
see
pod.
What we can find. Check the pod.
I mean, I know I had one spec that got crushed, and I think I bought one to replace it, and I think I still have that one, right?
Well, I think we should check the...
You're too far away to, stay at the college and stuff.
I think we definitely want to check interior,
over
too,
there.
At least.
Yeah, that's
well, if you want to look for interior cameras, that's going to be InfoSec.
All right. I'll look for some interior cameras, too.
It's a good thing...
A lovely sound for all of our listeners.
Sorry. It's a good thing James is good at that.
62 out of 70.
83 and
85.
You both. There are cameras on the inside. It's going to be one more InfoSec check to access them.
58 out of 85.
4 out of 70.
All right. Yeah. You both. They have cameras on each. They have circular buildings. So they probably have 4 cameras on each floor. The layout you get from the inside, like I said, circular building.
Mm-hmm.
There's a stairway on what's called the right hand side that goes up to a landing. It goes around, and then there's another staircase that goes up and goes around. It's pretty dirty on the inside, graffiti all over the walls. The circular space between the floors is crisscrossed with clotheslines.
Okay.
And then what you see from... what? Yeah.
Crisscross applesauce.
The numbers start to make more sense because there are... each floor has 10 groups. So like you walk through and there's like a big number one on the side. And then it goes into the wall. And then in there is 32 pots.
And then across, right?
Well, so it goes. So you walk. You go in. You go up to floor two,
right?
And you walk down to pod group three, mm-hmm. and there's 32 pods in there.
Oh,
so you would be 237.
I get you.
So presumably she is on the fifth floor. I forget what I told you.
Fifth floor, 23rd.
So you can't see it from there, but presumably each pod would have have like 5-6-23 written on it.
I don't think all five of us should go, though. We kind of...
that's
conspicuous.
Probably. Well...
I mean, you can see on the inside there are people loitering around. You don't get any audio from these cameras.
Do we see any... do we see her at all?
Give me perception checks. Minus 20.
Oh, then I definitely...
39 out of 65.
2 out of minus 20, you said?
Yeah.
50.
98 out of 30.
Fail,
well, if you fail, you don't see anything. If you don't even bother trying, you don't see anything. And if you pass, you don't see her.
Eight.
So you still see her?
Yeah.
None of us see her.
You don't bother trying.
It's possible.
Amir, put your ecto away.
It's possible. I mean, you can't really get a good view of her pod group.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible she's. I mean, most of the pods that you can see have the doors closed. So if she's there, it's probably just has the door closed, but you don't know.
And again, does it look like there's any...
No guards.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, there's people there.
The guards are all outside.
Yeah, right. They're all guarding the front. Yeah.
I think maybe Amir's is...
I'll stand out front. I'll watch out.
He's distracted because I think... Didn't you lose your sword or something like that?
Well...
I don't think I have any of my weapons
anymore. If you and I... If
what?
If you and I go inside with maybe one of these guys... We'll leave Eager Beaver out here with his weapons to protect us from the guards that are guarding the outside of the building.
All right.
There aren't any guards.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there are guards out there.
No,
you
not.
Two can be the guards out there.
Yeah, we're the guards out there now. I'm just going to guess the building like this.
Well, I think we should bring one of them with us in case she turns out to actually be some sort of killer.
I'll stay out here with Amir.
She's actually a giant robot of death.
Amir and I will stay.
She's like a very
hanging out.
Picture,
well,
we work well together. As a
I think one of us, whoever's going in there, should have one of these two with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like him.
Don't worry, the feeling's mutual.
There you go.
I'm not overly fond of him either, but he is good with a gun.
That's
and
true.
I need that. Figure, and we'll if we want.
You were pretty good at scaring the shit out of that little wimp back there.
And you're not bad looking either, so maybe you and I could share a pod together.
Smith and Winklebottom.
Our characters need voices that are a little more distinct.
Me and Damien will go in and try to take on the professor.
Alright, so me and Amir will stay out here.
Alright, so what are you guys going to
do? I guess it's filming.
We're going to try and hack the building.
What part of the building do you want to hack?
I don't know. Anything in that room.
All right. Well, you already hacked the security.
Got any sugar bombs?
All right.
Well, that's just lazy.
So what are you actually trying to do, James?
Well, I was figuring try to get into, like, once we get up to her floor and mm-hmm. her room, try to open the door to her room and see if she has anything loose around in there.
Well, you because you're in the system, you can see that the pods aren't mesh. They're keypads. So you have to... If you got to the pad, you can hack it open.
Okay.
But you can't do it remotely.
Okay. Well, that's
so
fine.
Me, the lady, and the...
That's what I was saying.
The guy with the gun will go inside.
That's why I was offering I go in with whoever goes in. Maybe a gun and a talker. So,
What's our
you talk pretty good, too.
What's our cover story?
I can sing.
What's our cover story? We can't say we know her. Well, we could.
Oh, help, Dr. Zayas.
Well, try to get up. Why don't you get, try to get up odds? How much is it for the night?
It's not nightly. There, it's not a hotel. It's an apartment complex.
Besides, once we get a pod, we'd still need to find out. We'd still need to come up with a line of bullshit to sell her. Or we could just take her.
Maybe we don't need to tell her any bullshit at all.
My only concern is that she has some sort of kill switch. She might take herself out before we can get any information from her. If we try to take her by force.
Well, I feel we should find out if she's even there. Like, we'll go to the building, look through it, see if she's there, well, maybe send a spec in if she's in the room or not.
Spec out a little before us.
Yeah.
I can find out at this point.
Well,
right?
She's probably not there.
Well,
under
where
her.
Are you? You could send it out whenever you want.
I'm going to send it out to be just a little bit before us. So
there
that
you
it's fine. Scouting.
I
doubt she's out there under her own name. So asking for her isn't
going to... Well, I wasn't going to say asking for her. So I want to go to her room, her apartment, see if she's in there. If she's not, get into her apartment, look around her apartment.
No, that's a pond.
No, it's not broken. It's just you can't get it to work right now.
Stupid thing needs to be restarted.
You got to get in like a paper clip and put in a little hole.
And where is the pod? I want to go there and see if she's there.
No,
so find out if she's there.
God damn it!
Then we'll worry if we find out that she's there. She doesn't. We, for all we know, she doesn't know us, and we look different. So she's not going to be expecting us to show up on her doorstep. We find out she's there. Not talk to her. Not see it. Just see if anybody's in that pod that she's supposed to be. All right, in.
Let's do it.
Does anyone have a paper clip or know what one is?
All right. So what's your Doc. Damien and Elise are going in.
Yes.
And Gavin and Amir are going to stay outside.
Smith Hendrix and Winklebottom are.
Okay. And they're going to fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gonna
I'm going to fuck in that Winklebottom. Make it wink.
All right.
You're going to make it bottom.
So you guys get to the apartment.
He's the bottom.
Complex, and those two guards are standing outside. One of them gives you the stink eye.
I'm just going to walk by. I'm gonna try to sneak past it.
All right. Give me an infiltration check.
2 out of 40. Out of, no, 2 out of 55.
All right, well, he critically failed. So, you sneak past him.
And I'm going
he gives you this big guy and then just,
nonchalantly.
Wait, where'd he go?
He doesn't look at you.
Yeah.
He's too busy talking to his friend.
I'm going to tap him on the shoulder. He thinks you're a guard.
He figured us out!
Good one, guys.
All right, let's go up
right.
to...
You head upstairs. Yeah. Like I said, it's dirty in here. A little smelly. Like I said, clotheslines crisscrossing the circles, graffiti everywhere in various different languages.
Is any of the graffiti like, I don't know, gang tags or something?
What else would it be?
Some sort of...
Unless it's a penis, which is what they're doing nowadays, because they're not creative at all.
I mean, freaking is it anything that we should know about? About or be careful of or
no.
There's
a
mostly like personal tag. Yeah, so
I can just T-ray through the wall before we go into her room.
Yeah,
I just want to find out if she's in the room. If she's not in the room, then we go into
the
room.
And it's not even a room, right? It's like
it's
a little pod.
Figure it's like a 3x3 box.
Like a coffin. That's it, 3x3?
Yeah.
Wow, that's tiny.
3 wide, 3 feet wide, 3 tall.
And then like
no, not 3 deep, probably like
6 or 8 feet. Yeah.
It's a bed. But it's a narrow bed. If you want Google, like, Japanese pop.
No, I've seen them before, yeah. Still, I thought they were a little bigger than that.
No, they're pretty small.
I mean, just to see if she's making sure that dad is head in there or something. Even if just to see if somebody's occupying it that might be who we're looking for. Mm-hmm. And if it is, we stalk her throughout the day, find out what she does, and then find a convenient place to jump
her. So let's head up to her section.
Okay. 5, 6, 23? What are you going to do, T-Ray?
Yeah, I'll T-Ray as well.
Perception.
11 out of 70.
66 out of 70.
All right, you both critted. There's no one in there.
Okay.
Doesn't look like there has been somebody in there.
I mean, T-Ray lets you see through walls. You can't really see much inside.
I mean, so then I'll open it.
Well, it's locked.
Oh, okay.
Well,
there's nobody in there, so...
So which one of you is going to hack it?
Oh, yeah. Yours, I think, is a little higher, right?
My InfoSec's 85.
You can use InfoSec or hardware electronics.
Can't you
I do have hardware
can't
electronics.
Can Chris add to it?
If it's awesome, it would add 10 to James' roll.
72 and a 75.
All right, yeah. You hack it open. Door slides up. Her pod is practically empty. There's no clothes hanging on the wall, on the wire. You find there's a few empty packages of, like, cheap, pre-prepared food, like empty ramen noodle containers, a few nutrition bar wrappers on the little shelf and the table. The one thing that there is, though, are equations. Covering the written on the walls, ceiling, the everything. Just covered. Every surface is covered. In
anybody got a pen?
We could just take mental pictures, and maybe internal calculators, but
I want to
record all of this.
If you want, try give me talk time story if you want to make analysis.
All right. What could it hurt?
Your brain.
60 out of 60.
So did I, guess 60 out of 60.
If you pass, Ed, you don't know. You guys that pass know that this is so far above you that you would never be able to figure it out.
What's this S thing?
No, like, there are symbols in there you've never seen before.
Can I keep a lookout for the girl?
Make me a perception check.
Okay. No. I think the only thing I have in academics is engineering and nanotechnology.
Nope, I failed. Hey, Mia, you want to try to look out for her?
Yeah.
Make a perception check.
Well, we definitely know she's still here.
Oh, God.
What did you get?
I failed. 65.
Nope, you don't see her.
Oh, well.
All right, well,
try again.
Nope.
Yeah. I'm going to contact my muse. Madam.
Yes?
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
No.
Would you tap? Who?
Madam, my... Madam is a... Picture the woman...
That's your muse?
Yeah. The woman from the Maison Derrière and The Simpsons.
Okay.
She got a 55 on her research check. I have no idea what this is. It's, right. I'm trying to think of a good analogy. It would be you guys trying to figure out what this is would be like me dropping one of you into a nuclear reactor and telling you to make it work. Like
I had a professor at NASA that told a story that was he was going to like grad school for math and he was working at a food store and. He's kind of like a short, chubby guy, and I guess like one of the guys he worked with thought he was a little on the dumb side, and he was, you know, sitting in the break room doing some like math, and the guy goes, "Oh, what are you doing there? You know, math homework." And the guy's, I guess he thought I was, you know, left behind or like slower doing some. So, "Oh, let me see. I'll help you with that." He picks up the math book and looks at it and goes, "Oh, this must be some new math." And put it back. It's kind of like that, right?
Yes, except you'd be lucky if you'd be able to identify this as math.
Well,
it would be
it's very good because
music?
We only know it's math because that other guy told us it was math.
Right.
And well, he only knew it was math.
A good analogy would be like if I gave you a book written in Korean and told you to read aloud. exactly.
Wow, this is like a foreign language.
Alright, well, we got our pictures of it. We should probably leave before she shows up.
Well, which speaking of, because your two watchers outside did a really bad job watching, you hear behind you. Who are you?
Ah, Naomi.
She's carrying a little bag with maybe groceries in it. Who are you?
You don't remember me? Joe.
I don't know you.
Oh, well, that hurts. While you were working at Cambridge? No?
I don't know you. What are you doing here?
We were sent to look for you. Because you've been missing from the college. For so
yes. We were worried about you.
They got worried. You just kind of...
Professor Dr. Winifred says hi, by the way.
He wishes you'd check in on him.
What are you doing here?
Just what I said. We came to make sure you were all right.
Give me a deception check.
Let's go come up from behind her, Will.
31 out of...
You don't know she's there.
31 out of 105.
Hack-netted. That's true, we are hack-netted.
Dr. Winifred sent you?
Yes.
Why after all this time?
It wasn't after all this time. It's been this whole time that
we've
been
looking for you for all this time.
Been looking for me for 2 years.
Yes.
They're hard to find.
That was the point.
Well, we're very good at what we do.
Obviously not if it took you 2 years.
Or you're just really good at hiding.
I'm very good at a lot of things.
Whoa. Yes.
Sexual innuendo.
If you guys are you guys trying to sneak up behind her?
Sneaking up.
Give me an infiltration check.
Okay. I've been pretty much failing this whole time, so let's go.
Nope. Looks like a good number.
Nope. It's not.
I can't see it. There's a glare on it, so I'm just saying it looks like a good number.
I got a 55 out of 45.
I have no idea how Maya reads that die.
I got a 54 out of 40. Out of 40.
Hey, Doc, keep stalling. We're going to sneak up on her.
Yeah, pretty like, Maya, you, as you're walking up, you bump into someone who's coming down the stairs and cause them to spill the container. They had, like, a garbage container full of empty cans and everything. And it just makes huge racket, and the guy starts yelling at, "Yo, man, what the fuck's wrong with you? Watch where you're going!" And she turns around and sees them.
I'm going to curse him out in Cantonese.
She looks at you, Chris. Oh, I know you. You're those terrorists.
What? Terrorists?
What are you talking about?
You did a good job changing yourself, and her too. Your pig friend there should have put on a little makeup.
What did you just call me?
Make a initiative roll.
I told you, you idiots!
Oh, wait, I need a D10. I forget how to do this. It's roll a 10 sided die and okay, there it is.
Hey, that was a good roll.
13 for me.
12.
19. I told you guys!
What?
What did you tell us?
That you should let me physically change your appearance.
You never told
15,
me that.
Chris was already
here. Hey, I did.
Yeah, you changed me.
And
I did.
No way I was going to let you do that after you fucked up.
I disguised myself.
I look different.
Ed, what'd you get?
19.
Chris?
I forget now. 6 and 8. So,
12.
That, 12.
Wow. Will?
I don't roll but 1.
Meyer?
15. You didn't roll. You,
no, is 14.
You rolled a 1, and what is the number that's over here, Will? It's 8.
You got 8.
So 9. 6 and 8
is
14. No, he got 8. I added the 1.
Oh,
4.
Oh, okay.
Chris got 4.
8.
Chris got
12.
6
and
8?
6 and 8 is 14,
yeah.
6
and 8, yeah.
We were just talking about math.
Right. All right, she's going at 16.
Oh, God damn it.
So, Ed, what are you going to do?
I am going to breathe on her.
Well, she's not close enough for you to breathe.
Well...
You guys are in this big, it's probably like 20 feet deep, this room goes. So you're at the far wall at her pod. She's in the doorway, which is rather large. It's not really a doorway, it's like an opening. But she's standing in the doorway. So you'd have to get closer to breathe on her.
All right, I'm going to move. I guess I'll move. I'll use my speed one to move towards her.
Okay. She's running away.
Good thing we have people on the steps that can't do anything right. So
can
far.
I make that a free running check so that I can
sure.
run out?
But she's
the
way
it's rolling.
I know. But
I'm just.
She's not heading.
I'm going to use. Yeah. Did we get our moxie back? By the way.
No, not from the last game.
Okay, I'm going to use a moxie then and just.
We're far away. Yeah,
that's just
going to
give you a 10.
Well, I'm just trying to keep up with her.
Well, if you're free running, it's going to be. I mean, you'll move, but you're only going to catch up with her if you beat her.
Well, my free running is 10, so...
Oh, well, okay. That's fine. All right, so use the Moxie. She is going to...
Critically fail.
No, she's going to get an 11. All right.
Bullets!
So, hey, you start chasing after her. No, she's not that fast, but she was prepared. She's making the first move, really. She drops her bag, turns around, and dives over the railing.
A bird, jump after her.
Yeah, out the window.
There's no window.
I've got a grenade. I'll make
she
a window.
She jumped off the center railing
yeah.
and is heading down towards the floor. All right.
Well, you can do that because you're a bird.
Right.
All right, Meyer?
I will follow her.
You're going to jump over the railing? I'll say you're on the fourth floor.
No.
She's on the fifth. She just jumped over the railing. There's nothing below her besides clotheslines.
She's basically jumping 5 stories down, is what we're saying.
Yes.
I'll just run down the stairs.
I'll, like, hop, like, jump down the stairs.
All right. You just hopped off the
Make thing. A free running check.
Do I have anything that can help
me? No. I failed.
Did you crit it with that?
No.
All right, so you're...
Just regular time.
It's just you're not moving fast. I mean, it's going to take you longer to get that.
I mean, it's all right.
Chris.
All right. I have to say I want to use my NeuroCam, right? So I have a second
you
speed.
Alright,
so first, I'm going to activate that.
Alright.
And I guess I'll also run down the stairs.
I thought you only had to use NeuroCam if you had NeuroCam 2.
So
just automatically.
It doesn't take time to do it, but you have to activate it.
Well,
alright, yeah, I'm activating it, and I'm running, and I want to grab the bag she dropped when I run past it.
Okay, so give me a free fall. Free running minus 10 because you want to grab the bag.
Oh, okay. I don't want to grab the bag because that puts me at a free running of zero.
I haven't been mentioning when I've been using my drug glands because it gives me the boost. But if I make the addiction, I can make an addiction check. But
you couldn't grab the bag.
If I get addicted, I can just.
But I think I'm a little better at free running than everybody else. Mm.
So I figured it would just. So it's
maybe...
just sort of a permanent.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you're
just 10.
You're just addicted.
Mine's 10.
Yours is 10.
No, I'm going to change what I was doing.
And there's no side effects. None of them have side effects.
50.
Okay, no, Will's better than
me. Well, they all, I mean, the side effects are withdrawal.
My free fall, 75.
Right.
Well, we don't have free fall because we're jumping.
There's
gravity here. You're on Mars.
Well, not part of free fall.
Okay.
No.
Free
fall
is moving for 0G.
Free running is running.
She just jumped
free running is like parkour. Free running.
Yeah, free running is parkour.
Yeah. She just jumped off the balcony.
Yeah.
Well, I have 50, so I can do that.
Wait a second. I can just... What if I impersonate her falling? I can do that better than I can free running.
Impersonate her falling.
Yeah. I have 65 impersonation.
Well, Maya just impersonated... Wow, how is she suddenly on the stairs?
Yeah.
I don't think it would work like that.
Oh,
no. No, they would tackle you because you're impersonating.
Yeah.
There she is.
Just confused.
Yeah.
There he is.
Oh,
there
he is. Stairs over there.
All right. So what's next?
Right. So I'm just going to pick up the bag and look at it, and I'm also going to try and track her with the cameras that I already have under my
phone. Okay. So that's going to be an interfacing check. You don't have to roll to pick up the bag.
Yeah.
But interfacing check to track her with the cameras.
Oh, God. She just jumped. From the fifth floor.
Six out of 60.
Maybe she's right,
yeah,
commit suicide.
You see her. Yeah.
I'm gonna keep a track of her and keep letting everyone else know where she is.
Okay.
And also, if I can, at some point, I'll look in the bag.
Yeah. Well, that's next turn.
Next
or next speed.
Okay.
James?
I'm also going to turn on my NeuroCam so I get to speed
mm-hmm.
two.
That's fine.
And I'm going to... Yeah, I'm going to have to run after her.
Are you running or jumping over the balcony?
I have NeuroCam. I really think it's a bad idea, but I'm going to jump over the balcony.
All right. Give me a will times three test first.
Oh, I'm going to need that.
See if you can make yourself do it.
Yes, 5.
All right. So give me a free... Well, if you're just going to jump over, you don't have to make a free run check.
All right.
All right. You hop over the railing.
Oh, God. Why did I do that?
Okay. Speed 2, Ed.
I'm going to dive bomb using my flight
mm-hmm.
and try to, like, tackle her at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Will, what are you going to do?
Will's going to free fall.
I'm going to free run. I'm going to do exactly what she did. I'm going to jump over and...
Well, you're on the fourth floor, so you're not at the same position she was. You're on the stairs coming up to the fourth
floor. Yeah, but she jumped off the...
The fifth floor.
She's falling past you right about now.
Well, no, you're in different spots. If this is the circle, she jumped off over here and is going down. You're over here, and you're going down. You can't actually meet her.
Okay. But I'll get there by the same time she does.
You just want to head in the same direction.
All right, so make me will times three.
It's gonna hurt, Will. You're falling 4 stories. You might die. What if you're jumping to her suicide?
Well, I'm gonna try grabbing onto the. I'm gonna try landing on the wash lines that are hanging across so to break my fall.
I'm sure that'll break your fall or your arm.
Yeah, no, I can't do it. So I'm just gonna run down the stairs.
Okay, yeah, you can't muster up the courage to jump over the railing 4.5 stories up.
Okay, at least just react that she jumped over. Like,
so
she
if you want,
make
a free running check to run down the stairs.
Are you kidding me? I just missed it.
56.
Yeah,
56.
All right,
what
so
the hell's going on?
Meyer failed too, so you both turn around at the same time. You kind of bump into each other as you're going down, so that slows you down. You don't fall, but you're kind of like elbow to elbow.
If you guys critically failed, that would have been hilarious. And you'd both just be falling down the stairs.
Yeah. So, Ed, what are you doing?
I'm dive bombing her using my flight.
You're trying to catch her or get below her?
I'm trying to catch, like, I'm basically, if she jumped 5 flights down, I'm going to do the same thing, but with my flight and sort of swoop into her and knock her.
Okay, well, I mean, it wouldn't be flight until you actually fly.
So you try and catch her.
I don't know. It could be flying the whole way down, don't you think?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is...
He's not running.
You don't have to roll flight right now. If you're just trying to go down... Well, okay, yeah, make
your
flight.
I want to make it so that I don't land and hurt myself.
Right, yeah.
10.
On your flight check?
Yeah.
Okay. You start following her.
Remember, Alex, the trick to flying is to fall and forget to land.
That's true.
I'm trying to fly into, like, dive bomb, like, fly into her.
Right. Well, she has a head start on you.
Okay.
Make yourself aerodynamic. You're a bird. She's just a girl. Pushing the wings.
Maybe I should have thrown a grenade over this. Yeah. I've got one.
All right. She succeeds. So she reaches out and grabs a clothesline.
Oh, gosh.
And as she goes, the support rips out of the wall, and she starts swinging across.
Into Will.
No.
What's the floor does she feel?
She's swinging down, so she's getting towards the third floor.
That was kind of like my idea, too, to do that exact
thing. But she's also,
thing.
Like, out of your direct bind, so you're going to have to roll again to get to her.
Okay.
Meyer.
Oh.
Keep running.
Yeah, that arcane makes you go twice, right?
But it gives you an extra speed.
So this is speed 2 for everybody?
Yeah, speed 2. Yeah.
Oh, I don't have speed 2 yet, because I didn't turn my camera on.
Well, I assumed it's on.
Okay, good. So then I will be running again.
Okay.
Ah, come on, you butt. Did it. 15 out of 20.
All right, you start bounding down the stairs, taking them like 3 or 4 at a time. It's going to take you like 2 turns to get to the bottom.
Pushes the handles well a little bit.
Well, yep. Maybe only the third floor because she's swinging.
James.
Where she's landed.
Chris.
Yes. Oh, yes. I'll start heading down the stairs and looking in the bag.
Okay. Do you want to free run down the stairs to get there quickly?
I'd rather use my mental abilities to keep track of her in the camera while I'm walking. And checking out what's in the bag if it's not too complicated to do those 3 things at once.
No, you have her on the camera, so you don't really have to roll for that. It's food in the bag. More prepared.
I'll just drop the bag.
What? We get food. We're fugitives. We need some food.
We need her.
Okay.
What if the food is...
Yeah, reach out for a clothesline. That was my initial plan, to jump off and grab some clotheslines to break my fall.
Well, you jumped up right behind her, and she grabbed that clothesline.
Titan.
So, I'm going to say...
Oh. Well, too late. I'm going back for it.
Oh,
It's like Transformer food.
I'll let you do...
It transforms it from a titan to food.
Free running.
Sounds good.
Or...
Delicious.
Really no falling skill. You can do free fall.
It transforms to Megan Fox 40. Into a zucchini. I like
free running or free fall minus 40?
Yeah.
Basic.
I would put me at 10 or 15.
I like basic.
No, they were putting 10 or 5. I'm just
well, it's what do you want to grab the clothesline to stop?
Or swing. Like a pendulum.
Well, I'm pretty sure I can't actually force it to make me swing, but yeah, I was going to grab something out there to make me stop falling.
All right, that would be a minus 40.
Okay. I'm just going to spend a moxie to give me a success on that.
Oh, here
it is,
the pencil. Thank you. You grab a clothesline and it stays. But now you're hanging 3 stories up.
All right.
No, 4 stories up, because you were on the 5th floor.
Oh, okay.
Did you realize that Prince Harry is now like Scar from The Lion King?
Why?
Because he's the third. He used to be third from Succession. Now he's not.
All right, and Will.
The kid is Simba.
Do you have speed 2?
I do.
All right, what you want to do?
I'm running.
All right, make a free running check.
A trip and fall.
What did you roll?
55, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Okay. Meyer, make me a luck check. Moxie times 10.
Moxie times 10. Moxie times 10. Where's my Moxie? All right, go.
Where's my Moxie times 10?
64 to 70.
Okay. Will does not roll into you. But Will, you start running down the stairs and you trip over one of those things the guy you bumped into dropped, and you just start falling down the stairs.
Well, this could be good for us. It could be like what the fat kid did in Hook. Yeah.
He's not going that fast. It just kind of hurts. Will, take 2 points of damage.
Oh, man. That's all.
So in the drinking game, that's one drinker. Right now.
Take a shot. So, Maya, you start running. You're bounding down the stairs.
Didn't I
and all of a sudden you
down
hear
the river at one point already too.
You start bounding down the stairs. Then you hear and you see Amir come and just splatters out on the landing.
He splatters on.
Well, he eats.
I just thought it was like he pops.
Amir gets
Indiana Jones. Amir's the boulder.
My day. Amir's hurt. Take a shot.
Yeah, Amir's hurt. Take a shot, drinkers.
Yep. All right. Any speed three?
What I did was I said, let's leave before she shows right. up.
Ed, we're back on round two.
Can I stop flying and try to free fall onto her?
No, because now it has to be a flight check because you have to go at an angle. Because she's swinging like a...
Well, that was the first check was I was following her, and I sort of wanted to dive in that direction anyway.
That's not what you said.
Yeah, I wanted to...
I still see how it's still a flight check, because you're
but
not
going
to stop
I basically
falling,
wanna,
you're
going
to keep
I basically
want to,
like, stop using my wings and just...
Collide into her?
Use my momentum to throw myself forward.
Well, no, you're going to just go down.
Well, I still have some forward momentum.
Right, but not as much as she does.
No, I know that, but...
And
if
you stop using your wings, you're just going to fall. I mean, you'd go forward a little bit, but not at the same rate she is.
He's right, you'd go more down than forward. You just don't go
I
forward,
just
you go most.
It would have to be a flight check if you want to go forward. What's your flight at?
10.
You only have 10 flight?
Yeah.
I thought it was higher than that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you fly towards her.
I want to fly into her.
Okay. Well, she's going to try to get out of the way of that. And she does not.
Yes.
So you fly into her and grab her. So you get. She gets to make a shock check.
That's what I was hoping for. I'm sitting here like, he has the evil quest.
Alright, she doesn't pass out, but you shock her.
Yeah, because originally, if my turn was before hers, I was just shock Glover in this.
So you're on the third floor.
Okay.
And now you're falling.
Alright, so it's
1d10
plus
fall.
1.
That doesn't really work.
So she would let go, right? Because she got electrocuted?
Yeah.
She wasn't the one that was holding on.
I'm going to keep holding on to her, so I'm going to keep shocking.
Okay.
You're both
then again,
yeah, you're
sometimes you get electrocuted. Clench up.
Well, I'll deal with that later.
She might get rope burn all over herself.
Why don't you just drop her when she's like on the,
not
like,
really that much
the first rope? Because then she's going to drop
it
hurt.
It doesn't matter how much of a rope it is. If she's
trying to punch her left together, but now she's going to drop and get her hurt.
She's holding it, but then Ed came and like sandwiched her, right?
Well, Ed got her from behind and then shocked her,
and
let go.
She can't fly. You can fly, so you can just drop her.
So
she'll hurt.
Okay.
She can't move.
I guess I could just fly with her in my talons.
They're not really big. You could try. It's going to be a penalty. You're not going to be able to just moxie it. You wouldn't have enough points.
Just keep falling with her, and then just as you're about to get to like the second floor, let her fall.
Just let her go.
Just go away.
Drop her.
All right.
Yeah, let her fall just enough to break her leg, but not kill her.
Meyer.
Running away from
the tumbling well.
I'm gonna try to shock her one more time and then
just hold on to her for a little bit.
I did 4 damage to her.
Four? Okay.
And the beekeeper.
I will moxie that to flip it. So I have a 13 out of 20.
Okay. You're like down on the second floor now.
I'm sorry, five.
Second floor.
I'm on the third floor sprawled.
Yeah, that's your turn.
And that's you getting up.
Yeah, your turn's going to be you getting up, if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Chris.
I'm going to catch up, maybe. Try to catch up.
All right, that would be a free running check.
Okay, free running it is. Out of 10.
Run in.
53.
All right, well, you don't fall. You're just not going fast.
Yes.
And Jamis?
I climb onto the floor. Or, you know what? Do I have a blade? Yeah, I'm going to cut the rope and swing across onto the floor below.
You're not going to make it to the floor.
Well, the floor below, not the
next
floor down.
Gotcha, okay. All right, so you cut it.
You might not make it all the way there.
No, you can make it to the far wall.
Oh, okay. There's no acrobatics. What about
free running?
Right,
we'd have to be free running.
All right.
What's your free running check?
My free running is 45.
All right, so minus 20.
What about
to successfully swing off?
What about pilot exotic vehicle?
24.
Why
okay,
pilot ground craft?
You swing down and let go at just the right moment and land on the second floor.
Okay.
Psychology?
And Will. If you want to take a physical action, you're going to be getting up.
Performance? Give me performance.
Okay. You're getting up.
If he goes,
okay.
Oh.
No, that's
I got performance. It's Tarzan.
I got it.
You could be kind of like...
You got a shocker?
Yeah.
All right, roll it.
The whatever that thing is, the acrobat's called.
Nine.
Acrobats?
All right, well, she's still on her performance.
What?
Okay.
Nine damage?
Yeah.
Okay. She is going to try to get you off of her.
I'm going to let go.
Oh, you're just letting go of her?
Because now she's going to fall.
Well, she's been falling since you grabbed her.
Yeah. Right.
But she's not, like, you know...
But now she doesn't... Well, are there a lot of clotheslines underneath?
Yeah, she could probably still grab one.
Okay, then I'm going to... I guess I'll still hold on to her.
All right, well, she's going to try to punch you off. She's
punching.
What do I roll? Do I roll anything to...
No, she fails.
Probably okay. Like YOLO.
She flails.
YOLO!
Yeah.
Hashtag YOLO, swag. Hashtag I ate the bone.
Hashtag swag.
No,
I ate the bones.
I just ran.
I think that's the best.
Okay. Chris?
Make I ate the bones.
I guess I'm going to keep going down.
All right, I'm not
going
to make you guys... If you guys are just running, you don't have to roll for it.
Yeah.
So we'll do one more round. Ed, you're like a floor above the floor.
Okay.
So what are you going to do with her?
I
mean, if you go all the way down, it's going to hurt you.
Are there... Does it look like she's still going to be able to grab clotheslines and...
Just let go at the very last...
There's really nothing for her to grab on.
Okay, then I'll let go.
Okay.
And I'm going to let go...
Make a flight check.
I'm just going to moxie it, because...
How much moxie do you have left?
At this point, I have one. This will be one... Now I'll have one if I use this.
Right, okay, use this.
I'm just going to moxie it, and I'm going to just land next to... Like, I'm just going to... I'm not so much going to fly as I'm going to make
just
my landing.
Open your wings.
As I'm going to make my landing okay.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
And I'm going to make sure I'm next to her when she falls.
Just going to flop your wings off so you get
so
through.
How do you keep saying you want to breathe on people?
He has toxic breath.
You got a new thing.
I have gas breath that... Damages. What is it? CR gas. It causes blindness, coughing, panic. Affected characters suffer 1d10 plus 1dv. Minus 20 visual perception, plus 20 to all.
Hey, why isn't this fall damage chart on the screen? That would be pretty helpful.
That would be helpful. Maybe they don't figure people
so
fall.
So I breathe gas on her, and she's blind and probably wouldn't be able to get away.
I want to be like an acrobatic shot.
I would think cog or cord, right?
So, well, the benefit to shocking her is
those coordination.
Maybe those would be more like acrobatics.
Well, free running is
but
kind of
breathe gas on her.
That's
shock
kind
her.
Of what that is.
Yeah.
Too late. There's still the coordination times.
Well, no, for next
okay.
time.
Okay.
Amanda Bynes could take some tips from Britney Spears. Actually,
chances are, if she manages,
what about Lindsay Lohan?
To stay conscious after the fall, I'll be able to just
Yeah, well,
do it.
Yeah, she's gonna have to roll to see if she stays conscious.
What about Will Wilson? Sure. She's not in good shape.
Will Wilson could probably.
And even if she stays conscious, she's not gonna be able to.
Yeah, she's conscious, but her legs are broken.
Yeah.
You can hear
the crack that she lands. She screams in pain.
Well, maybe she shouldn't have jumped.
Yeah.
All right, you land next to her.
Especially when there's a bird right next to her.
She shouldn't have.
My goodness, that was a very bad idea, jumping like that.
And calling us terrorists.
And calling us terrorists.
You are. These are the terrorists that blew up the space elevator.
As soon as she opens her mouth, I'm going to step on her.
You just breathe. Just be like,
I'm going to breathe gas on her.
What does that do?
Blindness.
It causes coughing, blindness. Cause blindness, coughing, and panic. Affected characters suffer 1d10 plus 2dv.
I think she's already in a panic.
Yeah. Minus 20 visual perception,
yeah, maybe,
minus 20 to all actions.
Maybe making her panic isn't the best idea.
But yeah. she'd be coughing
too much to say anything. Hopefully. Definitely.
So she'll probably
definitely
go into a
coughing,
panic attack.
Coughing. Definitely coughing.
Plus, this might kill her.
Coughing.
1d10.
Let's just
so
take out
six.
Her stack.
We're going to take out a stack in the middle of this room with a bunch of people that just watched us. Well, we didn't really attack her. She just jumped, and for all they knew, he was going to save
okay,
her.
So
forgot that his heels did.
You think
the gas does 17 damage.
Oh, wait, one second.
Do you think the people in the hotel is going to mess with people who just pop the freaking person's stack and leave?
They might call the police.
Yeah, we'll leave on the motherfucker. We're out of here.
Nine.
We're out of here.
It does 11 damage. Not 17, 11 damage.
We got the stack. Let's get the information.
Wait, what does DV mean?
Damage value.
What is, so, if it says it does 1d10 plus 2 DV, what does that mean?
1d10 plus 2 damage.
Okay.
Why
so then,
you
yeah.
1d10 plus
11.
Yeah, how did you, oh, I was going to say, how did you get 17?
Because DV.
Oh, okay.
DMV?
No,
that's CR gas.
Yeah.
It's 1d10 divided by 2 damage.
Oh, is
that's what you probably
are you sure? It looks like a plus to me.
Reading right in the book.
Oh. 1d10.
DV divided.
Okay, so that's 9 divided by 2. I guess that's 4.
4.5.
4.5, yeah.
So you round up?
Round up.
You round down.
Round up.
So it does 6 damage.
TJF.
But still, it's making her cough, so she can't really talk.
Well, it doesn't kill her.
But it makes her cough, and she can't.
Yeah, she starts grabbing at her throat.
This woman needs medical attention.
Tell me when I catch up to them.
Well, yeah,
you're a doctor.
Yeah, you guys all get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
I've got that rope. Well, you're a doctor. Help her out.
I will. Let's get her. Let's get her somewhere safe and quiet first.
What did you just do to her?
I was trying to give her CPR. She hurt herself.
But you just sprayed gas in her face.
She just jumped.
I was trying
off
to give her CPR,
out.
Sir. I'm a doctor.
Don't look like no doctor to me.
Wait.
She's like, ah!
Like her. Listen, I don't have time to argue with you. I need to get this woman to safety. Help me! And I'm going to call them over to.
All right.
Okay. All of you make me a perception check. Minus 20.
Perception. Minus 20. Yes. 15
out
of
64.
I did it. 49 out of 50.
I'm all right.
Hi. None of you guys are watching the outside anymore. So you two notice as the 8 armed guards run in.
Okay. Well. Oh, you were right.
There are guards out there. No, don't say that.
I quickly received.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, so you see them running in first.
I mean,
none of you were watching outside.
No. Not now, I mean before I critically received.
You critically failed.
Yeah. I got an 11.
That's not what you said.
Yeah.
No.
I remember he said, you told him what you, I don't remember what you said. You told him what he rolled.
Because Meyer failed.
He said, okay, you failed too, you don't see anything. And you just said, oh. And went back to looking at your phone.
You definitely told me you failed.
I said 11.
That's not what you said.
Anyway. So.
Alright, fine. I critically succeeded but failed. Alright.
So I turned, I'm gonna turn
I
to
thought,
them.
I thought he was wrong. I thought he was convinced.
What?
Are you
no, no, you critically succeeded knowing that the two guys who were standing outside were not guards.
Oh, yeah.
These are different people.
Oh.
They weren't out there before.
When it was when we were looking for the woman outside.
I'm gonna turn to him, turn to the guys, and say, Gentlemen, I'm a doctor. You need to let me handle this. We don't have time.
Roll initiative.
Rolling initiative.
Oh, you know what? Wait, because you succeeded your perception check, you could see they're not police officers. They don't have any markings on their uniforms.
15.
Yeah, I got a 15 as well.
I got 16.
I rolled the same numbers I rolled before.
13.
Better this time, Will. What did you get, James?
Oh, sorry, 16. 11.
16.
Oh, my...
Chris?
Sprayer is going to get some attention.
And Ed?
I got a... Sorry. A 16.
Mm-hmm. I looked the wrong thing. It's 11. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
So it's probably the...
They are going at 15.
Did you say armored? Did, or did you say regular? Did, or?
It's armed guards.
Armed guards. Okay.
They do have armor.
Oh. They're probably Prometheus.
16.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care about killing them, then. Whatever.
But there's 8 of them.
Whatever.
James.
We're not getting out of this one.
I think we are. We've killed more than 8.
Where's Ryan?
Not with just 5 of us, and not.
I'm pretty sure in one combat I've killed 8 people by myself.
Also, yeah, I mean, this is a product of your own success. No matter how many guys I throw at you, you're
right. But we're down Dalton.
Yeah.
And Lucas.
I know.
All we have
is you.
Me, yes.
I have grenades
and Amir.
And I'm not. I got
Amir.
And I have
been rolling like shit. So I'm going to stand behind Amir and let him take all the damage. All
right, so we'll let Amir get killed.
Let Amir soak all the bullets like he does.
Let's stop talking about whether or not we think we'll succeed.
Did I bring my particle rifle?
Sure.
That's good.
My spray weapon's about this.
So Ed and James are going first.
Flamethrower time. Flame on!
Yeah. Flamethrower, see?
Ed?
I have my spray. It's going to be beautiful. I didn't get to use it since I upped my skills in it. I have a 99
skill. I guess I'm going to shoot one of them with my beam particle beam bolter.
No, 95. I have 95 skill in my spray weapons.
So you're shooting them?
Yeah. Right. I'm going to aim to make it armor defeating.
Okay, so that's minus 10. All right, so James, roll it. You can only hit there. They're going to try to dodge. 75
out of
94. 95. 20
out of
50. Well, one of them failed their dodge, one of them passed, but not well enough, so you both roll for damage.
Yay! Some motherfucker's gonna get set on fire!
Some motherfucker's gonna burn!
Well.
17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
24.
What's the AP on your gun?
Me? I made an armor defeating, remember?
Oh, right, yeah.
Mine's minus 4.
So wait, what'd you get, Ed? 21?
Yeah.
I got 24 minus 4.
I kind of what I'm going to do when I'm leaving the establishment.
Okay, you...
I'm going to flip over whatever
make that
camera
guy
I see. So if Melanado sees this, I'm saying,
24.
Fuck you, Melanado.
Yeah, with minus 4 AP.
Minus 4 AP.
And I'm going to cut off her head. I'm carrying her.
I'm sorry, 24 with minus 4.
Cut off her,
yes.
Get her stuck.
Well, yeah, we'll get her stack first. Yeah.
Okay.
Very important
to
get that.
One of them is on fire, and it's very unpleasant.
I'm going to hold the stack and flip.
All right, Meyer and Chris, what are you guys doing?
Oracle
beam.
They are going to shoot at you guys. The one that's on fire is a little busy being on fire.
Yep.
But the one that Ed shot is going to shoot back. You're each being shot at by one.
Fuck.
And...
spray at half.
1 second. And... Meyer, you're getting a bonus one.
Fuck.
So, yeah, everyone roll fray at
28 half. 28
out of 30. Everyone rolls
fray at half.
Yeah.
Fray at half.
This one's for James.
Oh, no.
He misses.
Whoa!
Meyer.
Double lot.
What'd you roll?
137.
All right. Well,
I
first one,
frayed that.
Adam?
20.
Oh, okay. So the first one is you, Meyer. The second
that's
one is
good.
Nice. And...
oh, you're right.
Thing.
It's 0 to 1.
They miss.
0 to 99, not 1 to
100. Chris, they miss. And Will...
dedicate.
They miss. So Meyer, you get hit. So he's going to roll for damage.
Yeah, I critted that with 100.
I think I'm going to dedicate the next set of res points I get to.
So, Meyer, what's your armor?
Bring up energy flight. Or kinetic?
Kinetic.
15.
Yeah, that might be a good 15? Idea for Birdo. Yeah.
Alright, so they have AP minus 2.
He's like an ostrich. He's just a flightless bird.
No, he's like
except,
a tango warrior.
He's
a raven.
Total damage.
Alright.
Wait.
Alex, pencil.
Thank you.
Do you have any pencils you could grab? So we have more
Let
than
me see.
I can fly, just not well.
Tengu warriors.
The Tengu warriors. The Tengu warriors could fly from another planet back to Earth.
Yeah,
I think that's a little better than Doc Skylar.
Oh, that's why. Because I have my.
Want us to take another whack at it? Or I want us to take another crack at it?
Patches and
stuff. Why don't you take another whack at it?
All right. So Meyer and Chris
shooting.
Shoot.
Are you shooting the ones that are already injured?
No. I'm going to shoot a fresh one,
the guy who
and I'm going to burst
forget.
Fire
I'm a master
damage.
Of disguise.
Damage. Okay.
Whoever the guy who shot me is, I'm shooting him.
All right.
Tit for tat. Boom.
You either droid me, or you droid these dingle dogs.
54 to 60.
Insufferable damage.
All right, Meyer hits.
Fuck that.
And a 3 out of 90.
You hit as well, so roll for down.
Now what's the bonus for fresh fire?
You better not betray me.
1d10.
1d10. So it's 3d10 plus the 1d10 plus 4. That's 9, 10, 18,
25.
25. Jeez. Jingle whiz.
I got 20.
What's the AP?
Oh, I think it's 2. Yeah, minus 2.
Okay.
I got 20 with a minus 2 AP.
Are any of them dead?
No.
Is it morphing time?
Hmm.
You know, it was more for time when they burst into the room.
Dino Buckla!
Yeah, then they started shooting at you. What'd you do, Meyer?
20 with minus 2 AP.
It's more for time! Oh, God!
Dino Buckler.
Okay. No, because we morph, and we get a hit, and all the sparks fly off our chests.
Dino
and jump back.
Buckler. You don't morph.
All right.
It's
Dino
Will. Buckler.
What are you doing?
Very important.
I'm going to shoot the nearest... One here, man.
Injured or uninjured? Four of them are injured, not doing very well. Four of them are uninjured.
Or you do cross changer.
That's pretty good. I guess uninjured.
All right, roll it.
All right, I'm going to do a burst fire with my medium.
The red
two for damage.
Vulcan skull.
I'm gonna make like the red Power Ranger right light speed
damage
and high and shoot.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use my sword.
Okay.
I'm gonna use.
So roll it.
I'm gonna use my fists.
Okay.
I'm gonna use my axe. I'm just gonna shoot the shit out of him.
That's my red Lightspeed Rescue Ranger was my favorite.
That was great.
He was a man of action.
They're all using the
one.
All right, he dodges out of the way.
I was like, that's what you do. That's the most effective.
Will misses.
Black Condor.
B2. Evan Jones.
Ever from
I'm shooting.
Batman.
Ooh,
I'm setting somebody else on fire.
40 out of 50 to shoot the same guy.
Same guy?
Yeah.
Alright. He does not dodge, so roll for damage.
Where's Ryan? He would have killed some guy already.
And James, roll.
Dalton would have shot people with his feet.
91.
He would have.
Out of?
95.
Alright, wow, that's a lot of kinetic weapons.
I bought the skill soft.
Yeah, alright, so yeah, roll for damage. He does not dodge.
18.
Skill soft?
Yes, I bought software to improve my skills.
You killed him.
Do you think Dalton likes the Lone Ranger?
No.
21 with minus 4 AP.
21 with minus 4
Does
AP.
Dalton like Johnny Depp as Tonto?
What?
I'm actually able to kill people now that now that I learned that you can aim to make an armor defeating.
Well, you didn't say that for the last one.
Oh, I didn't?
You still kill them. These guys are also really crunchy.
Okay.
James. Go ahead, James, I did. So, Meyer and Chris, what are you doing?
Shoot the guy.
Same guy?
Yeah. I think I'll continue shooting my guy. How's he looking?
Hurt.
Very hurt?
John hurt.
Moderately
hurt.
I'll do the same shot then.
John hurt.
I said two people on fire.
There's also a William hurt.
This is making a least
52 out of 60.
And I got 56 out of 90.
Yeah.
You don't hit.
Cool.
Which so roll for
Two, no, 3d10 and the extra
Eat this, your butt.
Four.
You're probably only going to be able to get three bursts before you have to reload.
Yes.
Okay. I got...
Which ammo does that use?
14.
Three shots is a burst.
14 minus 2 AP.
16, 24.
For the same guy, Mike?
Yeah.
AP.
Kill.
By the way, Alex, the CR gas lasts for 20 minutes, so she's not going to...
Yeah, no, she's still rolling on the floor stream.
How's the guy looking?
Coughing, yeah. hurt more, but still alive.
I'm rolling on the floor.
This 24 minus 2.
24 minus 2.
This guy's a tough guy.
You kill him.
Yeah.
I only have 5 HP, though. It's not worth it. Alright, and Will.
Trying again. Shooting.
It's
fire.
Coughing.
Okay.
God
for damage.
Damn it.
Damage.
It's Pikachu.
That's my favorite.
There we go.
That is
39.
One of the all-time fast videos.
39.
Alright, you hit it. Go for
no,
damage.
No,
okay.
It's Pikachu. It's going. God damn it.
Wait, no, I need to borrow pistols because I only need one
D10s. Pretty good.
Some D10s?
Yeah.
How many?
Oh, hold on.
11.
You have D10s right in front of you.
Four
D10s. You just rolled them.
Those are two D10s, but he said he didn't have enough.
Do you think he
so just roll the two, add them up, and
all right,
roll.
Fine.
Let Will do what's easiest
fine.
For Will.
There, okay?
I said you could have them.
No, they're making a big deal about it.
We're
so
not making a big
deal. Yes, you are.
Why don't you just
who's
roll
there?
And
Meyer and I are talking about something else.
No, it's me and James.
We can't understand
Will. Oh,
logic.
Yeah, those guys pick on Will all the time, me and Ed.
No, you guys are saints compared to Alex and I.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Oh, no, this...
Guys,
lay off
the,
of him.
Leave the man alone.
He goes through enough. He goes through enough of your shit.
Bad enough he has to work with Ed and I. And I'm always picking on him. Ed's always trying to get me to stop.
Yeah, that's
it just
right?
doesn't happen.
Yeah,
I was listening to the Doctor Who audio
minus 7.
And there were these cherubs, and they were described as adorable chubby children.
Medium pistol.
Just a little
plus. Medium pistol. Oh, yeah,
okay.
Mine's a heavy, and it gets plus 2. I mean, plus 4.
John,
medium
was an alien.
2d10, minus 7 AK.
Oh,
yeah. So you do roll 3d10.
I said that.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
he's
17.
A good actor.
17 minus 7 AP.
No.
Yep.
Okay. That's
terrible. No, you had 18. Awful.
18.
The worst I've ever seen.
Okay. He's not dead.
But
he is upset.
He's...
All right. Round 2. Redden Jamez.
I'm going to shoot another guy, but I'm going to aim.
An injured guy or an uninjured guy? There's two uninjured guys.
There's two uninjured guys.
There's also two guys on fire.
I'm setting a third on fire.
I might as well go for one of the uninjured guys.
Alright, so you're both going for uninjured guys.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I'm going to go for an injured guy because I don't want to...
Yeah, pick
are
one.
Are you aiming?
Yeah.
58 out of 95.
19 out of 50.
Alright, they both really failed their dodge tech, so roll for damage.
18.
20.
Damn it! I rolled two high numbers and a low number, so 20 with minus
9.
9?
Yeah.
Alright, you kill a guy, Ed. Because you went for one of the damage ones, right?
Yeah.
He was really hurt. You kill him. And what was it? 20 with minus...
Plus now I didn't
4
off a guy. And make him run a shoot with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
20 with minus 4 AP.
Introducing John Hurt as the Doctor.
And introducing Will Wilson as the Doctor.
And there's
Meyer
and Krizis.
Really sullen.
There's still one uninjured guy left.
Three, four. There's five guys left. One of them.
No.
I'm gonna. I'll start in on the last uninjured one.
All right, Ed. One of them's gonna shoot you.
Okay.
You've been. You're all getting shot by one of them.
I'm a Dorish.
There's five.
Oh, Matt Rand has
again.
Not like
yes.
Will at all.
57 out of 60, boss.
I got.
Damn.
What am I rolling? 17 and whatever.
Oh shit.
33. I'm gonna moxie at the pass.
In that case, 34 out of 30.
Didn't tell you know whether or not they missed.
Yeah. 34 out of 30?
Yeah.
All right, Ed, you got hits. Ed, you win the lottery. You're the only one that gets hit.
Yeah.
What's your armor, Ed?
18.
So, Ed, you take 3.
Okay.
What kind of doctor do you think Will would play? What's the...
Not a clever one.
Will would be the Columbo of doctors.
Oh,
One more thing before I go.
Let's take out that spleen.
All right. What are you doing?
I'm shooting the uninjured
shooting.
Guy. Who are you shooting, Meyer?
Whoever I get to shoot.
Whoever I get to shoot.
Okay, roll the hit.
There's three people on fire.
82 out of 90.
It's
a burst again.
You got to reload it.
No, I'll have one bullet left after this.
Oh, okay.
You only have three bullets left.
And I pass. 16.
All right, roll for damage.
One plus
10. You feel right.
And four and another 16. Four. 16. Minus two.
Yeah.
16 minus two AP.
16 minus two.
Mine's 18 minus 10.
18 minus 2.
16 minus 2.
16 minus 2.
Alright, they are not dead, but they are in pain.
I wonder if the viewers, like the dumb voices, like come up.
I'm sure.
Oh. They're like, oh, this is why I come and listen. My voice.
I'm going to first fire again.
Sure got
yeah, one of them.
What?
Okay.
I guess think one of the hurt guys.
Two. Well, they're all dead. Oh, no. One of those. Look, oh, yeah. Wait. Chris is going for the uninjured one.
I went for the uninjured one. You did this. Okay. One of those closest
what's
to
that?
Me.
I open up. I had an itch, but when you before you turned around...
That doesn't explain the shark.
I was wiping sweat from
it. So you're going for the one... Okay. So roll.
You were just jerking up to my voice.
Probably a few of them.
47 out of 60.
I would probably roll the damage, though.
Okay.
Did I say viewers?
Yeah, you get both the viewers.
17.
I can't get higher unless I'm listening to Ragnar Frog.
If they were viewers, they'd probably be mad about this, right?
25.
A little bit.
25. What's the AP? Minus 7?
You
kill one of them, the one Chris just shot, you shot and then finish them off. All right, speed two, Ed and John.
I'm going to shoot the guy that shot me. I'm going to do quick aim.
You know, they don't have speed two, so you guys can all go at once. Those are
okay, I'm going to quick aim.
All right, so I'll give you plus 10.
Double ops, so that...
That's a critical success.
That's impossible.
That's armor. I mean armor two.
Number four is going on
fire.
10. Are we all just going?
14.
Is there...
All right, yeah, you kill one as well, Ed.
58.
There are no uninjured ones. There's only three left alive.
Let them burn!
Alright. None of them dodge.
As the crowd is watching this.
Hey.
This is 25 with minus 4 AP.
It's intimidation.
Alright, another one of them burns. Death.
Alright. Is it like Saving Private Ryan?
No, let them burn!
Which one is getting kind of wet?
Worse for wear.
She's getting wet?
Pretty much
yes.
The same.
Then
she's getting a little
one and shoot it with my one last hit.
All right,
roll.
She's setting dudes on fire.
82 out of 90.
Isn't that what I got last time?
I don't know.
That's how we should advertise. That's how we should advertise Ragnarok.
Meyer, are you back?
Get hard by listening to Ragnarok. It's
lowering the bar.
Is this one 18 out of 6, 17?
Right, roll for damage.
Whatever. 27, 8, 9, 10, 31.
Go!
No, it looks like 21.
No, 30.
Oh,
9,
8,
10, and plus 4.
Yeah, that's 39.
Guy explodes.
17.
I did more damage with the one bullet than I did with the bursts.
Is it?
You got good shot. You got a good shot.
Yeah, 17.
Yeah, you both kill him.
Two.
So they're all
two guys across the chest.
And then we're all
right
what are we going to do?
Hey,
we were fine.
Ed, shut up. Oh,
by the way, everyone is screaming and running away.
I got.
Let's get out of here, Amir. Pick her up and let's go.
The cops are probably coming.
Just pop her stuck.
Alright.
No,
you have to cut the back of her skull.
If we kill her, she might have a kill switch. Alright, so I'm going to go.
Alright, give me a cog, not cog, Psalm times 3.
Oh, just Will.
Well, whoever's taking her.
48 or 60.
Alright, you pick her up.
Alright.
Where are you going?
To the ship,
motherfucker.
Yeah.
Okay. How are you going to get her unconscious body through the public back to your ship?
Very quickly.
Back roads, and, right, let's go into an alley, and we'll wrap her in like a bag or something.
I think we should stick with very quickly.
Yes.
All right, so then everybody give me free running checks.
I have smuggling tricks.
I do, too.
Yeah, let's put her in a duffel bag.
All right, well, first give me free running checks, or free running or infiltration.
I think I'm going to
go easy one.
Minus 20 for you, Will, whatever you roll.
21.
Are you kidding me?
You're carrying a person.
That makes it hard to run and or hide.
Oh.
You critically succeeded or failed?
Well, I would have, but now I critically failed.
You can re-roll it.
Then spend a moxie and re-roll
it. No, I'll just let you re-roll it.
Okay.
But it's going to be minus 20.
I'm just going to spend a moxie because I'm not worth the freaking...
You're carrying a person.
I know.
It's more difficult.
When 8 out of 55.
When you're done with that pencil,
anyone
I'll
fail?
Two.
No.
I did, but I'm going to moxie it to 18.
Okay. So you guys managed to get far enough away and hide in an alley so that police don't find you. So now what are you going to do?
I'll trust and smuggle.
Yeah, let's roll our smuggling
trick. Both of you, or one of you
Let's pull a clue and pretend she's really drunk.
We'll both roll it, and whoever gets the better idea will roll it.
Two out of 60.
What are we doing?
Smuggling tricks.
I got a 77 out of 80.
All right, Chris, that's a better idea.
Duffel bag.
I don't know what it is. What's your idea?
It's a fantastic idea.
How about we do a clue and pretend that she's drunk?
Well, because the gas, she's has two broken legs, and the gas also affects your skin.
How big
so her face look all red.
How big is the motherfucker? How big is the motherfucker?
In a duffel bag.
It's the same ship you've had.
But how big is it? I don't know.
I mean, I don't know the exact dimension.
So some cargo room?
Not a lot, but a little.
Could it pick up a dumpster?
It can't fly over and pick it up.
Let's knock her unconscious. Put her in a duffel bag.
You'd have to bring whatever it is to that.
I think honestly if we wrap her in something
duffel bag
and carry her and
she's
say
too
that
too big to fit in a duffel
she's
bag.
Not
she's
a duffel
bag.
Her
in
I think if we wrap her in something and carry her and say that, you know, we're getting her home because she
we could roll her up in a car.
Like if anybody stops us and asks us for it, okay, oh, you know, she's we're just
she's still she's still like
so. We'll knock her unconscious. I don't think she's in a place.
She's not going to be able to resist,
right? We knock her unconscious.
Knock her unconscious and douse her with booze.
Yeah, and say that she's drunk and she fell and hurt herself, and we're getting her back home.
It's not to the spaceship.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, we could knock her unconscious and roll her in a.
Why would you be taking her home in a spaceship?
We critically fit
from another
planet. Smuggling. Whatever the thing
we
decided.
Yeah, because
right? People travel around in spaceships. It's the future.
Yeah, okay. I'll say, whatever idea you come up with is going to work. I just want to say this is a really stupid idea.
Well, I don't know why that's a stupid idea. We came to the
right.
The
but if she got injured, you wouldn't say, okay, well, she got hurt. I'm going to go on a weeks long voyage.
She's
to get
not.
Home.
She's not injured. We have a healing tank on our ship.
Who's going to see that she's injured?
She broke her legs.
She has two broken legs and her face is covered.
I know, but that's why I'm saying we're going
to
wrap her.
We're taking her to the healing vat.
We've got a healing vat on our ship. She fell. She hurt herself a little bit. She's drunk. We're just going to put her in the healing vat. I like the rolling her, knock her unconscious, rolling her in a carpet and just say, hey, we're remodeling the kitchen and
yeah,
the ship.
Let's just do the carpet thing.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. Whatever your plan is going to
work. I liked my plan of dumping her in a dumpster and then having the ship come and pick up the dumpster.
No, because as soon as the ship flies overhead, it's going to be shot out of the sky. All right,
so we found a cannon.
Fly over the city.
This is what we do. We found a cannon. Right.
Also,
we
especially
shot.
Because you have an antimatter power.
I like Meyer's idea.
Yeah, okay. We found a cannon, so we shot it through the cannon into the ship.
I like it.
Perfect.
Okay. That is the best idea.
Now, if you had Elizabeth's gunnery skill, you could aim it. Okay, you. So
I have a gunnery of 22.
Something, say she's drunk. You get.
Does the black cop from Clue try to?
He tries.
Yeah,
but he doesn't succeed.
And we managed to trick him into.
Yeah, you tell him to go into the library.
It's a free country, don't you know that?
I didn't realize it was that free.
Wait, it's free.
All right. So yeah, you get her back to your ship.
All right. She's on the ship. Now what? Is there any way that we can...
Let's eat her
brains. I want to ego bridge her. Like, why don't we ego bridge her into...
why don't we eat her brains?
Why don't we ego bridge her into you know, a simul space? And just in case...
When we put her in a terrible simul space, we created...
Yes, that's what I'm going to suggest. We put her in a terrible simul space and question her.
Can I eat her afterwards?
Well, you don't have your simul space designer with you.
No.
But you have that preloaded
one.
Right, we have one already.
Right.
It's a nice one.
While she's in the simul space, if one of us stayed back, could the others who went in play videos of what the one that stayed behind is doing to her body while she's not in it?
We're duck brothers.
I guess that's the hugest detriment, but...
I guess so.
Or we could just make a fork, or put a fork of her into...
Fork you
into simul space and then torture actual her.
Or we could torture the fork and then merge them.
Well, that's what I was going to say. We can, well, either way, we can torture both of them.
Yeah.
And see if which
you
one.
You guys do realize you're jumping to torture.
Yeah. And
you haven't even spoken to her.
Yeah. Damien is mad that he got called a pig.
I mean, we'll
he's going to jump to torture.
Yeah.
Let's just see what happens to Cell Space and then.
But either way, I think we should send. We should fork her,
first.
So that we have two options.
I agree. At least have a backup.
Okay, so give me a psycho surgery check.
You're gonna turn
that is 80 out of 80.
Alright, you fork her.
Fork you.
What are you gonna do with her?
Right, so we'll put her.
Let's get her in a nice room and we'll try talking to her calmly.
We'll put her in a regular symbol space.
Okay.
Take the one that isn't broken to be nice
right,
to. And leave me the one that is.
I'll set so that the horrible one is available at, like, a touch.
Okay.
Kind of like, imagine,
give me,
like,
an interfacing check to do that.
Oh.
Can somebody else set that up for me?
You want me to do that for you?
Right? Yeah. Imagine it like an iPhone, so I can just do this.
66 out of 75.
Okay. Yeah, James all sets right. it up for you.
So now, if things don't go my way, I can just...
Right.
Swipe the roots. You know.
First, try to convince her that we're not really terrorists. She might have just been told that.
She doesn't care.
Okay, so you... I'm assuming it's a generic simple space, like a table and chairs.
I think she...
There's a few... What kind of... I mean, you're going with a preloaded one.
Yeah.
So what kind of one do you want?
The one with the flower,
you know what?
Right?
I'm going to try to make one...
That's probably great.
Need simple space programming to make one.
I'm going to choose a preloaded one... Something that'll make her comfortable. Maybe.
I mean, there's like the Microsoft background, like Grassy Hill.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Something that will make her comfortable. I'd like to start out comfortable.
Okay. So, I mean, you can do like Grassy Hill.
Sure.
Lawn chairs. Grassy Hill?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You load her up to Grassy Hill.
I don't think she's honestly behind the fact.
No.
That I think that she was just told we're terrorists. And trying to apply to her logic, saying, like, why would we do that? Yeah, type of deal.
Terribly sorry about all the violence, but it didn't really give us a choice.
You could have let me go.
No, I'm afraid we couldn't have. I'm sorry.
Mm. Well, you and your friends are prone to extremities.
And where are you getting this information?
The Prometheus Syndicate. I've read all about you.
Yes. They have some interesting things to tell, to say about us, but,
yes, they do.
I can tell you that not one of it is true.
It's all true.
Some of it might be true.
Quite a bit. Probably true.
Well, some of it might be true. The part about us blowing up the space elevator, not true.
Oh, I know.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So...
All right, there goes my theory right out the window. So, yeah, you can do whatever you want.
How did a girl like you end up with the Prometheus Syndicate?
A girl like me. I ended up with the Prometheus Syndicate because it was the best way to save the lives of you and every other miserable person in this system.
And what brought you to that conclusion?
Irreputable facts.
Enlighten me.
Why should I? All right, you switch it, and suddenly she's chained to a pipe in the middle of a factory.
Huh. Because otherwise I won't put it back.
It's an impressive design. Very few flaws.
I'll start up the program.
Okay. She sits there and stares at you.
She is a geniusly insane person, so these methods might not really...
I can... take the information. My friend can take the information.
I'm sure you would have much fun digging into my brain and pulling out all the little bits, but you won't understand any of it. I saw you looking in my pod, so you probably saw the equations. Tell me, what do they mean?
Give us time.
I can give you all the time in the world, and you would never figure that out.
And you're so sure about that, hmm?
Does she know about a baby's basement?
It took me years to develop that
part of it.
Mathematics.
Well, if you're so proud of it,
And if you're so sure that I'm not going to understand it, what's the harm in telling me about it?
It says you're doomed.
I gathered that.
Well, then what do you need me to tell you?
What are we doomed from?
It depends how you run the numbers. It could be the Titans. It could be ourselves.
And what does the Prometheus Syndicate plan to do about it?
Save as many as we can.
How?
You're not really giving me much incentive.
Well, you seem like a reasonable person. I don't see any reason to delve into torture or anything like that. What would you like? I could offer you a glass of lemonade. I could offer you protection.
Use logic. If her form of way might be the right way, we might join them.
Also, if you're offering protection, the only thing I care about is my ass and keeping it alive. So, if you have a way to do that...
She smiles, and the handcuff that's holding her pops open. She stands up and brushes herself off. Well, honestly, I don't care whether or not you live or die, especially after that spectacle where you broke my legs.
She jumped. Come on.
Well, like I said, I'm sorry about that, and we can fix you up. And like I said, I care about myself living, so I could always help your cause if you are a good salesman.
Give me a persuasion check.
That is 77 out of 85.
Oh. Fine. I'll humor you for a little bit.
Thank you.
After I left the university, Blake Diaz tracked me down. You know him. He made me an offer I couldn't refuse. Save transhumanity from itself. That was how I came to join the Prometheus Syndicates. I met with him and a man who called himself Charlemagne. I never met him in person. Worked closely with him, though. Allowed me to keep my autonomy, which is unfortunately why you were able to find me in those apartments. You see, over the years, I developed psychohistory. Read about it in a book once. Found it fascinating. So I created a new branch of mathematics. Took me a while, like I said. And at first, I ran some equations on things in the past just to make sure it all worked. And then I started running probable futures.
Torturous.
All came out the same way. We would die. We might slowly drive ourselves extinct over a few millennia. Maybe the Titans would come back and wipe us all out.
Sunbird always gets you, Booker.
Maybe there would be some war or something. The variables always changed, but the outcome was the same. Transhumanity was no more. Naturally, I was a little disturbed. But when I met Charlemagne, he gave me a new set of variables. And I started running some new equations. And suddenly the outlook wasn't so bleak.
You can tell her who Charlemagne is.
And why?
Why what?
Why wasn't the outlook so bleak? What is it that Charlemagne has that proved your equations that there was another way?
Well, at first, Charlemagne wanted me to look into destabilizing the inner system, messing with the planetary consortium, coming up with the best ways to do that. Thank you for the space elevator, by the way. And that was good. But recently, he came to me with something rather different. He wanted me to run what would happen if soon all of transhumanity was infected with some sort of virulent and extremely deadly virus.
Oh, God.
So I ran the numbers.
And?
About 1% of the population survived. I don't know what he wanted that for. He passed that off to Hyperion, I believe.
Interesting. And you don't know why he wants this?
I would assume he wants to develop some sort of super virus and infect transhumanity with it.
That would make sense. Yes. And how would this help
keep transhumanity alive.
I never said it would. Charlemagne wanted me to run the numbers. I ran the numbers.
I'm still not entirely clear on how you think Charlemagne is going to keep transhumanity around.
His plan to destabilize the inner system was actually pretty good. His ideas were more creative than what I would have come up with on my own.
You're a numbers gal, and he's a...
He's an ideas man.
Yes. Interesting.
Now, I am rather tired of this. And she swipes her hand, and it goes back to the meta.
Clever.
She's a numbers genius, so computers are like putty in her hands.
And I'm done with this conversation. That's all you're going to get out of me.
All right. Catch you later.
Goodbye.
I'm going to leave.
Before you leave, she rezzes out.
Okay.
And when you come, when you pop out of the symbol space, she's not on the server anymore. She deleted herself.
Okay. Ah. Well, I got something out of her, but she's gone.
Good thing we made that backup.
Give her backup.
Well, she was the backup.
Yeah. Yeah, the backup escaped.
You're the real version of her.
How did backup get out?
I'll put another... I'll back up and put her another one of her on the on an Ecto.
Okay.
This time we'll disconnect it from anything she can see.
69 out of, I think, 80. Yeah.
Excuse me. All right. Ooh. Excuse me. You back her up onto an Ecto.
You're not going to instantiate her or anything. I'm just going to keep it there.
Okay.
All right.
You... Her body is not doing well. She pretty much told you what she knows. They had her running, you know, equations now on some sort of super virus. And then they pass it off to Hyperion. So it's possible that Hyperion, whoever he or she or it is, might have some knowledge of viruses.
A gun manufacturer.
Or a gun manufacturer. So we will leave it there for now.
All right, yeah. But the Hyperion should be our next stop.
We don't know who that is.
Well, yeah.
Gun manufacturer.
All right, so you can each take 4 res.
You're going to have to pass that pencil around in a circle.
Yeah.
Are we doing nominations, though?
Yes. So we'll start with William.
Well, before you put your thing in.
I can give it a head. Great. I gotta get all the information out of her.
Yeah, Ed definitely gets it this game.
Alright, so that's 2 for Ed. Ed, who are you gonna give it to?
I am gonna give mine to Chris for backing me up with Adam Seraph.
What did I do?
You scared him.
You scared
him. Oh, yes, I did do that.
Okay, and Meyer?
I'll do Ed.
Yeah, you're gonna do me.
You?
I'm also gonna give it
to Ed. Alright, everyone's giving it to Ed.
Yay!
Not everyone.
I didn't give me to Ed.
Ed couldn't give it to himself.
Yes, he could. No, you can.
You can't nominate yourself. Alright, so Ed gets 8. Everyone else gets 4.
Ed sort of deserved it, I think.
Except Chris gets 5.
That's right.
Alright, what do you guys think?
Who needs Lucas? I like this one.
More of an information investigation one.
It was nice because I felt like, I mean, obviously, because my character is in combat heavy, it was nice to have a game where...
Yeah. Maya, where's your ID?
Nope. Wish I was rolling better.
Yeah, we're rolling hard-sided dice now, Will.
Ah.
They don't lie.
Should be right back.
So you guys, I mean, this is pretty much working up to the end game. So you guys are unraveling the plot.
Yeah,
it was hard to get into the game today because it's been a while,
and no one was paying attention.
You guys were sexting each other.
Yeah, it's true. I wonder if that had anything to do with it.
I was in the game.
Everyone has boners. Should we just sign off now?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Hopefully we've been recording.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we have.
Fuck Twizzle.
I think it's been going, so we'll see.
Good night.
Hopefully you can actually listen to this.